This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
You're damn right, mother lovers. We're back. That's right. It's another Monday, another fun day, another time to get you back into the groove of the week. It's Mice Diggy alongside Sarah. What? Hold on a minute. No, it's not. Yeah, it's Mice Diggy with the Hip Hop Show alongside my co-host for today.
Yo, it's Reveal. What's happening, everyone? The Guy Liorani reporting live.
And?
It's Chew yet again. Thanks for having me back, guys.
How you lot, man? How are you doing this week?
Chilling, son. Maintaining, son.
Revs, what you been up to?
Yeah, man, just this and that. Just like, I just see John ZD actually, man, down Sadler's Wells.
Wicked.
He's doing like these little workshop things and words become flesh with like spoken word artists and that. I literally just come from there. But yeah, man, just been chilling, man, just enjoying the week, enjoying the little burst of sun we've been having and all that.
Right, tiny burst.
You know what I mean?
When you got the heaters on, when you got the heaters on indoors.
That literally happened to me. I left the heating on the night before, woke up, the sun was streaming in, it was nice and warm. I was like, oh, lovely. Opened the window, that Arctic breeze just come in, and I was like, later, man.
Ooh, good to have you up here, brother. And Chew, respect, what have you been up to, man?
All good, man. Just come back from dinner. Noteworthy open mic, Paper Dress, the co-organiser Jimmy Logic.
Oh, that's the open mic thing, yeah?
Yeah, so yeah, if there's anyone out there, sort of a bit more singer-songwriter kind of vibe, if you're looking for like vocalists to guest or whatever, or like live musicians, come down every Sunday, Paper Dress, Noteworthy open mic.
Yeah, get in touch with you about that, and definitely, listen, mother lovers, we've got a good show for you today. It's going to be quite hectic. We've got a lot going on. I got two co-hosts because Sarah's still out there working on her permanent tan. I don't know what's going on.
Unbelievable.
Just disappearing on us. She's probably like mountain climbing or something. Shark hunting. I don't know. But we got Hoochie New coming through. My man Theo and Defacer for an interview. They're going to break down a little something special they're doing. We've also got an open mic as always. Featuring this week with Carnage and Big Frizzle. Yeah. It's going to be interesting, man. Of course, Maestro Investigates, or Mice Diggy Investigates. Let's get this straight now. I just want to be called Mice Diggy from now on. Is that all right, everybody? Yeah.
You don't have to wave your fist at us, man. We've agreed.
No, I brought my little spear as well. Just
you always be Maestro in our hearts, but you know, we'll respect that.
It's funny, I bumped into Mike GLC. He said the same thing. He said, I'm not calling you Mice Diggy, I'm calling you Maestro. I'm calling you the Teflon.
Big up to Mike GLC, man, all day.
Yeah, and of course,
jargon as well, quickly.
Yeah, yeah, and of course, we've got Are You Taking the Piss coming up. Please get in touch with us at FUBAR Radio on Twitter, or you can email hiphop@fubarradio.com. Of course, Mice Diggy Investigates very soon, but right about now, we want to hit you in your face with this, mother lovers.
Like a plague, dope and them pushers. They're destroying us. It's gonna get worse.
Yeah. Fam, listen, I'm ambitious, I leave a man missing, playing something ticking under his transmission. Did my first hit, 12 years old, pants slipping. Little place, Coney Island, called the Clam Kitchen. I walk right up on the table where I can't miss him. Hit his bodyguard coming out of the can pissing. The two-waiter serving plate stood in the trans shivering. I carried out the damn mission, that's loyalty. No regrets, anything less will destroy the peace. A boss is a boss, learn to respect royalty. Run off of money, get put down on the soil free. Now sit down and enjoy the feast, boys capiche. Been running here for 9 years, and believe me, none of them con years. I done lost about 9 peers. Crime career, never find fear. Soulless eyes, my guys got a blind stare.
My intuition told me play my position and stay loyal. You ain't gotta get your hands dirty, I'll do it for you. I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side, and gave up on everything when my mom's died. Perfected my craft on rooftops and staircases, pulled robberies with no mask, showing my bare face. Keeping G low key and never ball out, got with a sick ass click and went all out. Gap for gap, back to back, we could brawl out. 100 deep, run up in Macy's and air them all out. Just give the order and my niggas will come. Give me a gun, point them out and consider it done. The streets fathered me, so I'm considered his son. Keep it real, stay sucker free and the figures will come. Live by the gun and put my life on the line. Anybody could get left, bullets right through your mind.
Jeez, that was crazy. Revs. So that's I didn't really hear Ghostface on that.
It's a mad one still. It's off Ghostface, I think the last album he released that was called 36 Seasons, yeah. Mm. And it's one of them concept albums. So it's like there's Cool G Rap plays a character on the album, AZ's on the album as well. And then like the whole thing's like a story. Do you know what I mean? Oh, so okay. In that so track, it's like a part of the story where Cool G Rap is gone and that he's doing something and rare.
Okay.
It's sick, man. It's proper. Yeah, it's just that hardcore Cool G Rap stuff. Like, you know what I mean?
Have you guys read the comic for it as well? There's like a comic to go with it.
Yeah,
he said basically when he put it out, he goes, you're supposed to listen to this soundtrack as you read the comic.
Because what he's got that 12 Reasons to Die album, and then he had a follow up, and then he had the 36 Chambers, and it's all produced by the Adrian Young guy. See? And he's got a comic to go along with it, and it's a mad story about this bread died, and then they put his ashes into these 10 bits of vinyl. Wow. And then these crime lords have the vinyl, and he's trying to get them back. And then in 36 Seasons, it's his son,
that. Okay.
So it gets a bit convoluted and whatnot.
Okay.
But just for like the raps that are on the album, like there's one where Ghostface's character has just come out of jail after 9 years, hence 36 Seasons. And he's come back and his girl's with this new drug dealer who's AZ's character, and then he Ghostface goes and like robs AZ's stash or something, and then there's a tune where AZ's come back and he's just found his house robbed, and like he's rapping from that character point of view. So like I like that stuff in hip hop. Yeah, you know, there concepts. Was the Sticky Fingers album, Autobiography of Kirk Jones. There was the Prince Paul album, Prince Among Thieves, all that type of stuff. This is like a modern interpretation of that. And yeah, man, it was pretty dope, man. Yeah, it was one of those ones where if you listen to the album on its own, it'll kind of like track by track, it'll catch you a bit off. You'll have tunes and you're like, right, where's Ghostface on this tune?
But like,
from start to finish, it makes a lot more sense. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty nice, man. Yeah.
And Adrian Young, man's killing it. I really like his stuff. Stuff he did with Souls of Mischief as well recently.
Didn't Premier sample his live instrumentation for the Prime album or something?
Wow.
Because that's where I first heard of him.
Any listeners out there, let us know, man, if anyone knows that.
He produced, maybe someone could correct me if I'm wrong, but I was under the impression that he like made the music that Premier then sampled. Wow. So it was like this whole kind of organic. 360.
Yeah, that is
enough. You gotta love that's hip hop right there, though, man. Just to still keep it creative, you know, after all this time, still put in work to think of an idea that's gonna have people talking like this about it, you know. That's geez, big up to Ghostface Killer, yeah, man. Oh, that was Loyalty featuring Cool G Rap and Nems, by the way. And do get in touch with us at FUBAR Radio on Twitter, also hiphop@fubarradio.com on the email. Right about now, it's our time where we.
Big up.
Some mother lover out there, I don't know, they might have done something good, something bad, or something just straight up weird. As long as we learn something from it.
Definitely.
Right?
Life lessons.
That's why we have to do this. Sarah loves to big up somebody every week just to, you know, break up that whole circle we keep walking around in, that negativity. Circle of negativity, you know. And what is it? What is it really?
I don't know.
You know, a hula hoop of negativity. Fuck that shit. We got to big somebody up right down now.
Big up.
All right. First of all, I want to big up a guy that, you know, I think he's a funny dude, man. And he's definitely come from a hip hop side of things in terms of comedy and whatnot. I think it was 2014 or something like that. He ended up in a fatal car crash, you know, like a lorry.
Near fatal.
Yeah, you know, boy, but it looked bad. Do you know what I mean? Like he lost somebody. Somebody died. He was in the limo or the van that they were in.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Big massive lorry. I think it was. Who was it?
I think it was his boy, man. I remember seeing when it actually happened, and it was like, oh, they've been in a crash and someone's died, and everyone was like, oh, who is it? Kind of thing, like. But
I think it was a writer for him or whatnot. But yeah, man, Tracy Morgan. He's managed to recover from that, like a near fatal car crash. Where, you know, he was walking around on a Zimmer frame, needing walking sticks and all of that kind of shit. And that, you know, when something like that happens, man, you know it's life-threatening. He lost a friend as well. But apparently he made a lot of... he got a lot back with Walmart. I think it was a Walmart lorry, was it?
And like compensation?
In the 90s somewhere. Whoa. You know what I mean? And that's like, wow, okay. Well, at least he got some form of payback. Losing a friend, though, I don't think there's any money that can really replace that. But... you know, at least he got some compensation. But now we're hearing that he's back out on the circuit. He's actually doing some stand-up now. So that's pretty big. He's going to be doing it at South by Southwest, apparently, in I think it's in March. And, you know, I just feel like someone like that coming back from, you know, more or less, you don't even know if you can really talk properly again or whatnot.
Yeah.
And then being able to come out and just, you know, say, yeah, I can do this again, where there's a bunch of other comedians that are probably really struggling to do what, you know, the right thing or do it in the right way. Big up, big up.
Big up, big up.
It's the Tracy Morgan.
He's a G, man. You ever seen that, is it 40 Rock or 30 Rock?
With yeah, Tina 30 Fey? Rock, yeah.
He's in that. That's where I first heard
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I've seen.
So funny.
He's,
yeah,
in,
yeah,
he's in, like, Bare Things. He's in that How High.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know, he's in a lot of different movies and that. And, he, you know, he doesn't necessarily have massive roles, but he's a funny dude. And, like, you know, I was worried. I was like, shit, man, he might not come back from this thing because he was looking pretty bad.
That 40 Rock sick because he kind of plays a caricature of himself.
Self, yeah.
And he's just so, like, he's so in his element. Like, he's ill, man. He's proper, yeah, like, yeah, really underrated, I think, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. We got some other big ups as well, man. We got some interesting ones. Ja Rule, quitting rap. He's releasing
next
one more LP.
Like,
well, you got to big him up for that, you know, at least.
Big him up for stuffing.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. You know what I mean? Like, he does. That's a noble thing to do. When you realise, is it worth it anymore? You know, I just find it hard. Even today, I was hearing a tune.
What would it be without my baby?
Yeah. Like Cookie Monster trying to sing lullabies and shit to you.
Cookie Monster on ecstasy, man. That man took too much drugs and frazzled their brain. Like, when you watch their interviews, that man are just on some next thing, man. Like, a DMX clone who took too much ecstasy, frazzled his brain and became an R&B fug.
So he's like the happy DMX.
Yeah. R&B fug is the word as well.
R&B fug.
When you're doing them sort of tune, baby. Yeah. Ah, it's like, wow.
Don't put it on me, baby.
It's also his birthday today, funny enough.
But
so
there's that one tune, the Shanty one was alright. That was a bit of a guilty pleasure.
The Shanty one was alright.
That was
alright.
I don't know which one it was. No, yeah, I'll leave that to Adam.
Yeah, it's that, you know, you try and sing that shit, you get a sore throat. Trust me, you're going to have strep throat tomorrow. I guarantee you. Anyway, it's his birthday as well, so yeah, happy birthday, Ja Rule.
Big up, big up.
Well done on quitting, mother lover. We got one more big up. This is for the man them. This is a big up that, you know, I like to make big ups where you can learn from these situations. Like, people are always going against the corporates and whatnot and the 1% that, because they're greedy, right? Because they go for too much, they make it bad for other people. You know, at the end of the day, do what you're doing, but don't get too greedy and don't start taking pictures and all this kind of shit, letting everybody know what you're doing and then wonder why you get arrested. There's a gang of guys who got arrested. When was it?
Recent, real recent, wasn't it?
Did I actually say? I don't even know.
I'm sure it's about like...
It's on there.
2 weeks ago or something.
So it's current.
You know what I mean?
Current, it's current. In the Pulse News.
But the thing is, man, they got caught with all this type of heroin and, you know, weighing paraphernalia, like all types of shit that, you know... It's like, really, if you're going to do this kind of thing, man, you don't really want to be taking pictures and putting it on where? Facebook and Instagram and letting everybody know what you're doing.
Did you clock the bricks of heroin are in an Economist carrier bag?
You're undercover.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
No,
but listen,
no.
We can all learn from this, man. You know, it's sad that people try and get away with... Yeah, you know, this is a bit silly. To
people
me, it's
believe
a bit
the
silly.
It is, man. And I reckon that... Like, I'm from the era where man didn't want to be bait, man didn't want to stand out, you know what I'm saying? But like these days, it's like it's the next thing. So I think, yeah, you're right, man. It's like you've got to learn from this.
Yeah,
stuff,
you need
man.
To learn. Like at the end of the day, if you don't feel like you can learn from your own mistakes, at least learn from other people. And you know, you should be able to live a more balanced life. There's no point in going out there and overdoing whatever you're doing out there, you know, whether it be, you know, work of a.
Slightly dubious nature, yeah. A questionable moral incentive.
Maybe unethical, slightly unethical.
You know what I mean? It's like either way,
we're
man.
Entering outlaw territory here.
It's
I do believe.
Be bad.
I believe in breaking down the economy and laissez faire economy and let's break it all down anyway, bro. But I feel you, man. Like they're like, it's too much, man. It's when you use the tools of the oppressor, which is what they done. Not to go too deep, but
they got, you know, 72 years between all of them. For flooding the capital with drugs.
55.62 kilos.
That's crazy, man. And then there's pictures of this shit. That's the weird shit about it. It's like, really, is this where we're at now? Instagram, Facebook. Like, hey, look it what I'm like, doing there.
Did you see that Mexican drug cartels? One of them had an Instagram with pictures of gold Uzis and some crazy stuff. Look it up, bro.
Gold Uzis.
Gold plated Uzis. I'm not exaggerating. Wow. Mad stuff, these Mexican drug cartels and that. And like, they've all got Instagrams tweeting mad pictures and that, man. And I'm like, I thought G's moved in silence, like the G in knowledge, bro. You know what I'm saying? These men are moving loud. Like,
got a G in it.
The LN loud.
It's deep, though. It is deep. It's a bit scary as well, you know. Like, but I want, you know, all the youngins out there that are getting carried away, thinking this is the way to go. You need to learn from that, man. So,
big up.
To them 6 or 7 mother lovers that got arrested for that bullshit right there. Right now, we got to get into some more music. What we got? We got something special for these mother lovers, right? I'm pretty sure we do.
Some of that more special. It's our special.
I'm pretty sure we do. Kimo remix. Damn right.
Oh,
turn
Kimo,
back.
Bad man.
We make more one. We've had it on the show previously. Check out more one. Brand new-ish.
It's up to you to do what you know's best. And if you don't, how you gonna progress? It's plain and simple, you won't if you don't wanna. Nah, we must let the show go on. I'm no scholar, but I was taught by the school of the hard knocks. For every course I bought, another car's robbed. Sons and daughters caught, still they can't stop. Others called us poor, that wasn't our loss. We learnt many things from how we was raised up. I've seen plenty things that are better than getting paid enough. So when you're giving shit on the plate, it don't frustrate us. All I see is another bitch hiding behind the makeup. Wake up. Verb T said it best. How you ever gonna work when your head's a mess? I was lucky to be a youth when I heard that. Cause some feel they gone too far to turn back. And some find it too hard to learn that. They might have gone too far to turn back. So we keep giving them a new chance to learn that. They might have gone too far to turn back. Some find it too hard to learn that. They might have gone too far to turn back. So we keep giving them a new chance to learn that. They might have gone too far. Think wise about decisions that you greet. Until the very day your mission is complete. Cause when shit's getting heated, you'll tend to feel a little bit depleted. And start seeing visions when you're sleeping. Breath stinking from the shit that you've been eating. And getting pissed from all that shit that heads are speaking. The chicken heads are tweeting and birds stay clucking. Failing to realise the person they're becoming. If that's you, then change your attitude. Cause if not, then life will find ways of getting back at you. Whether it be karma, men with weaponry and armour. Or if you think of feasting on the weak like Jeffrey Dahmer, expect it to come back harder on the other side. Neglecting it is not an option, that's another lie. Instead of living in denial, trying to run and hide, I've begun the fight and I still duck and dive. And some find it too hard to learn that. They might have gone too far to turn back. So we keep giving them a new chance to learn that. They might have gone too far to turn back. Some find it too hard to learn that. They might have gone too far to turn back. So we keep giving them a new chance to learn that. They might have gone too far.
Nice right there, boy.
More One, Turn Back, Kimo Remix.
Mm. Shee! Big up to More One, man. That was nice. That was nice right there. You're in tune to FUBAR Radio, mother lovers. It's the hip-hop show. Mice Diggy, my co-host, Revs, a.k.a.
The Gully Irani.
My man, Chew That, okay. a.k.a.
Chew and McGregor.
Hit us up at FUBAR Radio on Twitter or hip-hop. At FUBARradio.com on the email, mother lovers.
Do it.
Hey, it's that time. All my blazers out there. Get your vapes out, get your bongs out, get everything you need out right now, mother lovers. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to a hot mother lover. Yeah. He goes by the name of My Sack Hayes. That's right. My Sack Hayes. Oh. You're damn right. And he's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
I was gonna say lover, bitch. Yeah. It's that time. Time to investigate. We got some strawberry cheesecake in that cafe. Yeah, got a pineapple kush in that cafe. Ah!
My ass is nuts.
Bruv, I've been trying to find... I can never really remember these shits, man. And I was thinking, right, does that happen to everybody or not? You know, when it's time when you're at a party, you know, hey, this one, oh, I got a joke, blah, blah, and you get this one guy just reeling off jokes. And you're like, right, how come I can never remember that shit? What's the funniest joke you've ever heard?
Wow, man, this is that tough territory one, man.
Oh,
all those, I just don't want
to
do
it. Oh, so it's like strawberry cheesecake. You're trying to split the strawberry from the cheesecake, let them know that the strawberry's better than the cheesecake or something like that. Yeah.
I'm for the strawberry. What?
What's the funniest joke you've heard?
I've got one I drop sometimes, yeah, because I'm Iranian, I'm Muslim, yes. I go, what do you call a Muslim who lives between two houses? And then there's an awkward silence, and everyone's like, oh, is he going to go there? Like, and then I'm like, Ali. It's nice, man. It's like it takes people, it disarms people.
Is it?
You know what
I'm
saying?
It disarms people. Disarms. I guess
well,
so.
You kind of have to be there when I tell them, you know? Like, it's in the rhythm. It's in the comic timing, man. It's what Doc Brown, everything he knows out here.
So it's all mainly, you know, I mean, I know there's a lot of racial jokes out there, but
yeah,
you know, there's old school jokes like, what's blue and creamy?
I don't know.
Smurf cum.
Like,
I don't know. You know,
there was one thing here, this girl, like, they done like, the template of a joke.
Mm.
So it's like three people of different nationalities walk into a bar. Two of them say something smart while the third makes a mockery of his fellow countrymen by acting stupid. Like, that's the template, like,
yeah,
and you could make it into any joke, like.
Shit, so we need to find out from you lot out there, all our listeners, hit us up.
Get your finished
joke. At Fubar Radio, hiphop at fubarradio.com. We want to find out, what's the funniest joke you've ever heard? Could be dirty, could be grimy, could be clean. You know, like, Smurf come, if Smurf, yeah, if you just rolled around accidentally on, you know what I mean? Papa Smurf would already be getting work in with Mama Smurf, and you didn't realise... You wouldn't be like, oh, what the fuck, would you? You're like, oh, shit, it's blue. Let us know, brother lovers.
Do it. Do now.
Yeah. All right, let's hit him off with something else. Do remember, it's at Fubar Radio on the Twitter and hiphop at fubarradio.com. You are in tune to some bad mother lovers right now.
Word.
Yeah,
like... This next tune that we're going to play, the Griselda tune, yeah? All right, so it's produced by this guy who's on Twitter, and it's a bit mad, yeah? So this guy started a blog called Big Ghostface, where he wrote a blog in the style of Ghostface Killer.
Yeah.
And then he became a personality in his own right. And he's produced this tune. It's the first thing that ever come out. Yeah, yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's actually quite
ill,
man.
Yeah, I remember Big Ghost.
Yeah. It's Westside Gun and Grunt. Ill production.
Stay with his rascal, drinking the culture cipher, little powder around his nostrils. I'm OG like Rodney Little. If it's a problem with you, I promise I gotta pop the pistol. You not official. 350s I rock, I got for a nickel. Use a fake nigga, I'm opposite you. From the most dangerous city in the Empire State. Annihilate, who violate? My snow sniff the blow, I tell her clean the entire plate. This for them niggas locked behind wires and iron gates till they dying date. I'm a giant, you a snake, I'm Kobe Bryant late in the fourth. Cross you, step back, fire in your face, flying in the race. My bitches annihilate, then in the face. Body like Malaya with Mariah's cake. The sky dweller with the diamond face. I ain't get the shit from supplying weight, I got it from rhyming great. These niggas dancing, my shit got real niggas chanting. Supposed to be a boss, you on Twitter rant. I don't give these niggas chances, I'm still a champion. It was written in the pamphlet, I'm as brilliant as Andy Warhol with an empty canvas. Respect and negotiated, it's demanded. Your head is where the shit out of the pistol landed. Nigga, that's what I do, nigga.
Hey, yo.
Conway the Machine, SCG, fuck
hey,
nigga.
Yo. I be the greatest, rockin' Corlac and feel latest. Get a key, make it another key, this shit's amazing. Most of the judges racist, tryna get me 23 and 1 cages, fake A6, Audi A9 looking like a spaceship.
presents
Hayden Sylvester Incorporated.
A lot of people have complained about this whole concept of white people comparing black people to chocolate. You know, I will take that. If you're going to compare me to something fucking sweet that everyone likes eating and that tastes really nice and it's sweet and people just genuinely love
everyone wants a mouthful of chocolate.
I will fucking take that.
Well, we're all chocolate. Reese and I are white chocolate.
There you go.
There's milk chocolate, there's dark chocolate.
There
we're
you
all
go.
Chocolate.
I'm milk chocolate.
I suppose I'm like a Snickers or something. I'm a motherfucking Reese's Pieces bar, bro. Bare nuts. You get me? Bare nuts.
Every Wednesday,
Hayden Sylvester Incorporated,
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Live on FUBAR.
So then I said to her, "If you remember that, you've got all the lessons you need in life."
Oh.
What did she say we're back on her.
What did she say after that, though?
She just hit me and said, "Why are you a stranger talking to me on the road?"
So tell us about that tune, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. For me, it's just sick, man. It's like the production on it's ill. It's like just taking it back to just that real basic stuff, man. I think that's something that's been lost a bit. Like, you know, just like finding a good sample and like the minimalist production. The spitting's tight. Yeah, man. Like, that's what I've been bumping recently, man.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that Rock Mars, the Marsberg vibe, innit?
I feel like they've got a bit more of a flow. Like, one thing I don't like about Rock Marciano is he just says stuff kind of.
Everybody says.
No, I know, but it's not like you don't sit on the beat, man. I feel like that, but with certain rappers, like with the Talibs and the Rock Marcianos, it's like they ain't got a flow, man. Maybe that's controversial. Maybe they want to come at me and they're happy. I'll take them both up together if they really want it.
Revelation.
I just became aware we were on radio, so. Like,
well, you just got angry at them just because you didn't like the way they flow.
I'll get angry at them again, bro. Like, I had to stop following Talib because his Twitter chat's too much breeze, bro.
He didn't have enough jokes on there, I bet, innit?
He just gets into it with people and starts having arguments with any little people and that. And I'm like, conduct yourself better, bruv.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the place we're at now, where, you know, people can just say what they want at you.
It's like the Kanye thing, man. It's like, it's ego taken over.
We don't even know if it's them, though, sometimes.
What do you mean? On the Twitter?
Actually, on the Twitter.
Yeah, but I think with certain artists, you get a sense of them. Yeah. Like, even Pharoah Munch, I'm a massive Pharoah Munch fan, but mostly all he tweets about is baseball. I had to stop following him. I filled the tweet and be like, brother, I expected
please
a bit
stop
more.
Stop with the baseball, yeah. Alright, yeah. Okay.
So I better stop tweeting about MMA then, yeah?
No, that's the, I like MMA.
Ah.
So I look at it differently. Okay. But it's not the Les Please Revs
Twitter account.
I've got one sort of relevant possible joke then, MMA. Okay. But it's a bit of a spoiler, so if anyone hasn't seen last Saturday's UFC, then don't listen for the next 10 seconds. The joke would be, imagine Michael Bisping beating Anderson Silva.
Oh, wow. Is that how you...
Yeah.
Why are you saying it like that, though?
Yeah, I was gutted.
Why are you saying it like that, though?
I was gutted.
I remember the series of Ultimate Fighter when Michael Bisping was the coach. I didn't like the way he conducted himself.
Was
it not to your standards?
They were getting into pettiness. They didn't rep Britain properly, man. Like,
he's a bit of a tool.
I mean, the count. He's the count, and
take out the O.
For people who don't know, this guy's from Manchester. He's been in the UFC for quite a while, and he's done pretty well for himself. Lost to a few fighters, and some of them have been done for, you know, using steroids and whatnot. So, you know, he kind of gets away with, you know, he probably could have won that. This weekend, he beat a guy that's known
as legend,
the greatest ever. You know, like Anderson Silva, and it was kind of weird. The fact is that it was in London as well, and apparently he's never been beaten in the UK. Bisping has never been beaten, so he was like 17-0, and that's crazy, man. Yeah, and then he beat Anderson Silva, which is a massive thing, you know, for someone like that.
Yep.
So man,
we're going to tell you how. So like, just watch it. If you if I did spoil it, I apologise.
Yeah, because that was longer than 10 seconds.
Yeah.
But anyway, I thought he was going to say you had some jokes, but people have emailed us. And told us a couple jokes. This one is from Nige.
Nige.
Yeah, it doesn't say where he's from, but he said, "Yo, this joke is my fave. It's one of Jimmy Carr's, but it's two jokes."
What, is two in one, or?
Venison is deer, isn't it? That's a joke.
I say, it's in the delivery. It's in the comic timing.
No,
I'm saying, with a man like Jimmy Carr, it's like their whole vibe and thing. I see Frankie Boyle last week, actually, live.
Live?
Yeah.
What was he like?
Sick, man.
Off the
hook. But again, it's one of those ones where, like, he's got really dark humour. So you come out of that show and then you try to tell someone the joke and they're just looking at you like, bruv, like, you seriously expect me to laugh at something that
dark? Do you put
dark
on the Scottish accent as well?
Say again?
Do you put on the Scottish accent as well?
No. I leave that one out. Like,
it's pretty hard, isn't it? It's pretty hard to like make a crowd laugh though, when, you know, by telling jokes.
See, from the performing thing, yeah, like, I've tried to start certain rap shows by busting a little joke, and it really didn't go down as well as I thought it would. Like, I came on there with my little line professor going, they told me to bring a hype man. I told them, I'm a man that's already hype.
And people were like,
tough crowd. Yeah. Like, you know, one of them ones.
Little mic feedback.
Get on with the rapping, mate.
Tumbleweed like, rolls
yeah,
by.
Straight.
Oh, shit.
It's a different pressure, man.
Yeah, it's a different pressure, man. So you got to appreciate the people that can go out there and do it. Like, you know, make a good living off of it as well. That's pretty amazing. Somebody else has hit us up. This is Dunking in Peckham. Pecknam, you get me? All right. This joke goes like this. What did one cannibal say to the other while they were eating a clown?
This is funny food. I don't know.
Tastes funny.
Favourite stand-up comedians?
Ooh, favourite stand-up comedians, man. All right, you got to put Richard Pryor up there.
Is Eddie up there for the first?
Yeah, Eddie Murphy's up there, man, for Delirious
straight,
and, you know.
Straight, yeah.
Raw. You gotta put him up there because that's
it. Ice cream man is coming. I got my ice cream.
You know, that's classic material right there.
Dave Chappelle, actually.
Yeah, I really rated Dave Chappelle.
I think there's certain comedians, they hit these levels where it just becomes more like a comment about life, innit? And like, I think Frankie Boyle's on that level, Dave Chappelle's on that level, Richard Pryor.
Hicks was heavy.
I like Bill Hicks, I like what he says, but when I watch his comedy, I don't know, maybe I ain't watched enough, man. What's a good one to recommend, like?
Oh, there's a few out there, man. The thing about him is he's quite intense, and some of his stand-up has turned into him just like...
That's the bits I see. He's like, no, I want this, and like, I thought it was pretty cool in that, but just on that sort of ill... abstract, crazy joke vibe, like Frankie Boyle kills me each time, man. Like the levels he takes it to, and everyone's fair game, like with him.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
Louis C.K.
Oh, I like his good. Series. His series is dope. I've seen a bit of his stand-up. It's pretty dope. Yeah, there's some pretty dope ones, man.
One of my boys was Bill Burr.
Yeah, I'm not, Bill Burr, man.
When he's funny.
But and he's another guy that does that sort of like around, but he'll speak the truth, you know, make you look at it in a way like, oh shit.
There's a really good American Iranian comedian called Maz Jobrani. He's hilarious, man, and he's got bare stuff just kind of like about with the Muslim stereotypes and things like that. And he's got a couple good ones that they're just so spot on, and like he doesn't shy away from that taking it there, sort of. Do you know what I mean? But on a level where like you can watch it and just be like, oh, my man's just hilarious. They had this thing called the Axis of Terror tour or something like that with all these other people. It's proper jokes.
Axis of Terror tour.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jesus. Yeah, man. It's like, it's a fun little game as well, you know. Trying to make people laugh is interesting because you find that some people really have a dark side to them, you know, and that you wouldn't think. People who act real prim and proper, all of a sudden you tell them like, I had this dream, my dick fell off and ran off, you know, waving. They'll be cracking up. It's like, you mother lovers, you weird fucks, man. What am I doing in here with these weird people, Adam, man? We got some more. I do believe there is one more, is that right?
What you got?
Oh.
What you got, boy?
Nikki, in your grill, says, hey, boys, I love these jokes. They crack me up. What do you call cheese that isn't yours? Nacho cheese.
I think that there's a whole subgenre of what do you call cheese jokes. That was wicked.
Subgenre of what do you call cheese jokes.
Yeah, what type of cheese do you use to... Science to do with a bear and to trap a bear and it's Cannon Bear. Weird stuff, man. Like, yeah, I go to some really exciting parties where people tell cheese based joke puns. And
Do they hand that? Is there like loads of cheese, just halloumi? And
no. How does a Greek man greet himself in the mirror? Hello, me. That's the halloumi. It's all a bit, yeah. Even that was a bit of a stretch, I think, wasn't it?
All right, Nikki also says, have you heard about the two peanuts that walk through Central Park? Maybe we should get this one.
Two females that walked through Central.
Because one was assaulted.
Okay, okay.
I swear you got a lyric about assault and battery.
Yeah. Oh, right. Good memory. Pinch of assault and battery. Yeah.
I remember one from a film. I can't remember which film it was, but it's like one of those sort of old school sort of American Italian gangster ones. He goes, you know, my wife keeps complaining to me. She goes, take me somewhere. Okay, I take you to the kitchen. You never go there.
Oh, shit. You're going there, too. You're going to have them protesting outside this building in about 2 minutes, man. What the fuck, man? Nah, just
cool, man.
All right, Nikki, big up to Nikki in your grill. She's got one more. Or he's got one more. I think it's a she, because the way it's spelled looks more like a she's got one more. But just in case. It is a she. What kind of shorts do clouds wear?
Oh, don't know.
Thunderwear, you dickhead.
Thunderwear? Oh, clowns. Oh, you said clowns. I said clowns. I was trying to figure out why would clowns have thunderous pants?
Oh, shit. Wow. Where's man? What did you have this morning?
Chili. At the Sadler's Wells canteen.
Just chili. Just red chili, green chili.
It was chili meatballs with rice, long stem broccoli.
I
passed on the celeriac, even though I am curious as to where it is. I just keep hearing them say it on celeriac. MasterChef. I don't know what the hell it is. It sounds like an ice cream.
Ain't it celery or some shit?
No, it's some sort of yam. Isn't it? It's some sort of yammy thing.
It looked like a yam that you yam.
Yammable yams.
Coming to
yummy
you.
Yummy yam.
That's a good one.
You're in tune to FUBAR Radio. This is the hip hop show. Myself, Mice Diggy, Reveal, Chew That Up in this mother lover. How you lot feeling, man?
Oh, good, mate. Oh, good sunshine.
You want to hear from this guy, Ocean Wisdom?
Let's do it.
He's got a tune called Walking or Spitting. Splitting the racket.
Huh? I ain't hitting it back. I'm splitting the racket. I'm coming straight out of Brighton. A crazy motherfucker named Wizzy. Sirens in the city like I'm rolling around with Izzy. You was in the basement with a pitch, I'm getting picky. I was in the basement with a couple apes, I'm getting sticky. Making a brother go high pitch. All of these men are telling me that when I get on the mic it's a hype thing. Vibes in, no one ain't no violin. Big beat from the diet like 666, that time again. Look, I ain't hitting it back, I'm splitting the racket. You got that literal whackness spread up on your lyrical sandwich. All of my brothers be loving the way I be spitting the rap. Sick rapping the sick is a fashion. Never mind them, I'm spitting the face of an enemy. Wizzy be moving up hazardous. For music, I'm jet setting like Led Zeppelin. I hate talking, love rapping. I ain't Ted repping. Fuck bench pressing. I cover my food in French dressing. Playing football, munching on the pasty. Call me Greg Beckham. Oh no, brother, you're listening to a megalomaniac. Master of modesty, that contrast is enigmatic. And I could pin it backwards. Plus, I got my pick of the perfect places to pen the passage. Watch me pit a batter to different parts of a written pattern. Plus, alliteration of wicked black for a sicker stanza. Watch me dip in lava, my fickle force in a sea of magma. Plus, I got the slang to decipher gibber blacker than sagna mad with the grandma. I tell them. Yeah, brother, it's mine. Cold coconut, cold crowing out. Yeah, brother, I'm fine. Old poking that, slow talking that. Old rolling fat, right? No to that popo. I got no statement on time. Yeah, brother, it's mine. Cold coconut, cold crowing out. Yeah, brother, I'm fine. Old poking that, slow talking that. Old rolling fat, right? No to that popo. I got no statement on time. I ain't hitting it back, I'm splitting the racket. You man are visibly vapid, me, I got that visible package. One of my man, I'm loving the way I be giving them plastics. They're an equivalent rappers, I'm an extravagant brother. I'm doing it right, so they call me the king and the captain. Yeah, they call me the king and the captain. Plus they accompany that with a couple of problems. Scared to keep me from killing them, I never tolerate nonsense. I'll rush the world around to keep myself from slowing down. But slow it down on track so you can judge whether my words profound. I'm Jamaican like Snoop Dogg, hate bacon like Boondocks. My dad looks like 2 Chainz in the future. He said, do what you gotta do, son. So I did what I done, did brother. I got flips and I spit guy. I boxed him with a big knife. I'm fucking up shit this summer. Yeah, brother, it's mine. Cold coconut, crow crowing that. Yeah, brother, I'm fine. Old poking that, slow talking that. Old rolling fat, right? No to that popo. I got no statement or time.
yeah, brother, it's mine. Coco, can I go crow when I hear, brother, I'm fine. Oh, po, can I slow talk, can I oh, roll if I write? No, no, to that Coco, I got no statement or time. Yeah, brother, it's mine. Coco, can I crow, crow when I hear, brother, I'm fine. Oh, po, can I slow talk, can I oh, roll if I write? No, no, to that Popo, I got no statement or time. Yeah, brother, it's mine. Coco, can I crow, crow when I hear, brother, I'm fine. Oh, po, can I slow talk, can I oh, roll if I write? No, no, to that Popo, I got no statement or time.
Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
All's my life I has to fight, nigga. All's my life I hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright. And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. My Mac 11 even room with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. With pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like. Lord knows, 20 of them in my Chevy. Tell them all to come and get me, reaping everything I sow. So my karma come in heaven, no preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking case, stand silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone great. Inside my crisis all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po when they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me?
Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal, I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero, thinking of my partner. Put the candy, painting on a Rico, digging in my pocket. In the profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day I sequel, if I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Pick back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, arrest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, when they kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
I keep my head up, my eyes brush my eyes.
No, 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 no. We gone, we are right. We gone, we are. That's Kendrick Lamar right there. All right.
All right.
Hey, yo, this Kendrick Lamar right up. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, all right. You don't sound anything like him.
I know, but he changes his voice right so there. Much. I thought it gave me a remit tonight. Do you know what I mean?
Before that, he had Ocean Wisdom, and you come out with Walking or Spitting the Racket. I keep saying spitting, but it's splitting.
Splitting.
Right. Choose here. My L's are fucked up. Whenever Choose see, around. My
time,
L.
Man.
I use my
try
L.
Make, try and make me feel at home or something.
For some reason, I can't say my L when you're around.
Yeah, well,
You need to really work at that. Hey. Ocean Wizard, splitting the racket still sounds like a little bit off key. I still think that sounds
euphemistic.
Like
splitting the racket. It's like,
yeah, I'm going to go split the racket, you know what I mean? You know, spoke to her, bought a drink, split a racket, and off I went.
Oh, Jesus Christ, mate.
That's what it sounds like to me. So,
well, it looks like a racket to you then, yeah?
I don't know. It just sounds.
What kind of psychedelic, out of this convo, like.
Psychedelic drugs are you taking before you go balls deep? Head first and balls deep.
Concoction. So Ocean Wisdom, Clever Water. Why? What do you mean? What does that mean? Anyone?
Well, I like the name, man.
It's a nice name.
I do like
it sounds
name,
pretty new agey. It sounds like, yeah. Why don't you relax with the sounds of Ocean Wisdom? Like whale song, panpipes. But I'm called Reveal, which is a verb, so I don't think I'm in a position to judge no one's name there. My name is a thing you do, so it's like, yeah. Anyway.
You reveal.
That's what we do, son.
Like Revelation.
I reveal that. You got the memory, man. You got the memory.
Yeah, I'll try, man. I'll try. Speaking of memory.
But you forgot the fiver at Lynch. You conveniently. No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Which is now £10 with interest.
Keeps going up every minute, mate. Yeah, you yep. Fucking carry
I
on.
I keep flicking
mate.
That abacus. I keep flicking that abacus as those seconds tick by.
So, yeah, I wanted to talk about this film, but I've just found out you guys haven't seen it. Nope. Murder Rap. Have you heard about it, though?
Heard of it.
Murder Rap, Inside the Biggie and Tupac Murders. No?
No.
If it's the one, I saw people talking some stuff about Twitter about some new confession that came out from this.
Well,
Fed
that's
or something.
The thing. It's weird. Like, yeah, there's a police guy, Greg Cadding. Greg Cadding? And he's the guy that he wrote a book about
a few years ago,
but now they've turned it into a movie. So it's like a, you know, a documentary.
Oh, so this is the movie of his book, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool, and cool. He goes deep into the whole Biggie and Tupac murders. And it's just weird. Like, I need to speak to someone who really understands what happened, because
that's the thing. But who did, man? Yeah.
These guys are confessing they did it. Then you find out they didn't. But then these other guys, and it all seems like Puffy and Suge Knight really do have some underground beef with all these. It's just weird, man. I couldn't work it out at all.
Because from what I understood about it, up until this point, they've been like a confession by this Brer, who was someone's uncle, who Orlando.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
weird
this
shit.
Contradicts all of that.
It's crazy,
and then,
man.
Is this the thing that Puffy has to face, like another investigation has been opened or something to do?
Yeah, wow. Like, the way they made it sound, stuff, like by the end of the film, you feel like Puffy had something to do with Tupac's murder and Suge Knight had something to do with Biggie's
murder.
But
that is the thing with these things.
It's weird because it's like, right, how comes nothing's happened then?
Mm.
If that, like,
but you know,
there
is there's a disproportionate number of unsolved hip-hop murders. Like, I think out of all hip-hop artists that have been murdered, I don't think any of them have been solved, man. There's a statistic.
Wow.
I looked it up. Yeah, yeah,
it?
Yeah.
It's really weird, isn't it? Big L.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't they? Yeah, I'm sure they caught Big L's.
I don't
know, but there's a disproportionate number. I don't know if it's like there's been no one. Like, I don't think any of them have. I'm not sure if it's that, but like, yeah, I saw this thing on it, and it's like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
So
if
you
that's,
reckon hip hop's kind of targeted in a way? That's
not targeted. I think it's not.
It's not just.
It's like a symptom of the problem, innit? Like when I'm not to go too deep into it, but like people of color in America, that's a whole next thing. Do you know what I mean?
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so, but at the same time, I still think there are a bunch of other people getting treated more or less the same way, but we probably don't see that, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But this film's just crazy, man. I advise anyone out there to see it. I'm not going to give no spoilers, mainly because I can't remember what the fuck. It was just so many twists and turns. Like, you'll think, okay, so he did it. Like, they start off with some guy who you end up finding out he was lying. He admitted that he killed, I think, Biggie, I think. And then later on, he was like, nah. Like actually, you know, they were saying, oh, he just said it to try and get this one off the leash. It's like, what the hell is going on? You know, and 10 grand, someone did something for 100 grand, this one did something for 10 grand. It's like, rah, man.
It's mad.
It's hard to believe, but because it's a documentary.
But that's the thing as well, man. With like all these stuff, like you mentioned it earlier, the Making a Murderer documentary. That
yeah,
came on
similar
Netflix.
To that. Making
then
a
there
murderer.
Was that the Robert Durst one, The Life and Lies. And then there's another one about the Central Park murders. And in the editing and when people, what they're not aware of sometimes is that a film, it's got someone that's had a vision for the film, so they're going to use footage and they're going to tell the story and they're going to put in the reveals at certain points.
Yeah. The way they want it to be done.
Yeah, they'll pluck your heartstrings, they'll keep you interested.
Yeah, and the thing is, with that making of like things like Making the Murderer, which was another series that was on Netflix, and that it got so convoluted by the end of it that I don't think that ever, there isn't a point with that other one, the Robert Durst one, there was a point where he confesses on mic and that kind of wraps it up conveniently. With these other ones, you just also, you have to be aware of what you're being fed, and it's an intentional thing.
Propaganda behind it.
Yeah, so whether it's weighted that way, the frustrating thing is you just won't know certain things. Like, that's the worst thing. Like, I would really like to know what happened as well. And I think it's weird as well because they were at the top of their game when it happened.
Yeah.
It weren't like the amount of love and respect I got for Big L. Big L was just about to sign that Rockefeller deal or something. So it's not that, it would be like the equivalent of like Drake getting duppy, Drake getting shot. And then, oh yeah, like 10 years later, like they still ain't found the person. That's in terms of popularity.
Look,
that's what's weird.
They find out and
within
they can't
6
find
months of each other as well.
Yeah, I was going to say how much time. It's crazy.
There's something to be said for the fact that, regardless of what people think about the talent, like the influence that they had on music.
Yeah,
yeah, and they knew each other. They interacted with each other.
They were existed friends.
At the same time, they were killed within 6 months of each other.
Yeah,
it's such a weird thing just for it to not have been solved and something, but.
Rest in peace,
both of them, man. Took the words out of my mouth,
Biggie,
man.
Biggie Smalls, Tupac, boy. Hopefully, one day they can solve that, man, and we can move on with this type of shit. But speaking of moving on, I do believe we've got the Hoochie New Crew coming up very soon, right here on Foobar Radio, you mother lovers. That's right. Hit us up at Foobar Radio on Twitter, hiphop at foobarradio.com. What's you lot's Twitters?
At Reveal Poison.
At Chewdet.
And I'm at Mice Diggy. We're just a whole bunch of ats right now, atting you in your face.
Crazy ats.
Let's hit it with something, man, before we get my man Theo deface it in.
Star Wars at Walkers.
Your niggas like, what the fuck is this?
Shit.
Damn, look at this, what kind of luck is this? Mad Lip and Dillis, the illest, my nigga. Only haters holler, they can't feel us. Niggas wanna get looser than we.
Looser than we?
But just gonna be a loser to me and Dilla. Killer, talking about how you pill Casper, nigga, you're softer than the pillar. Back slapping your neck while you're covered in wreck, cause you're bluffing and you ain't said nothing, it's fact.
That nigga always lying.
Anyway, I'm straight high off the trees. Your girl don't wanna lie, she just wanna get on her knees. Turn it up. Y'all niggas must be out of your head if your system ain't up to the red. Instant leeway, instant replay, instant relay, instant MC producing DJs. I do this shit without a cell beat but a three-way. You're coming off like a GA.
Anyway, hey.
Peace to AG, peace to Pete Rock, Diamond D, peace to Sagey.
Oh shit, look
yo,
over there.
That nigga's wildlife, animals, Hannibal, cannibals.
What else?
Male bashers, womanizers, nymphos, niggas in disguises.
Hey, what's up? What else?
Fine women that like pretty women, some ass women, some titty women.
Mostly shitty women.
Y'all niggas must be out of your head if your system ain't up to the red.
We'll be right back.
Damn right.
And another one.
That was the red right there. Rest in peace, Jay Dilla, man. We were just talking about it.
Sick beat. Yeah. I literally just walked into the studio and I was like to Maestro, whose beat is that? Like, because I'm a big hip hop fan and that, but like,
No, I'm not really.
No, I'm more into like my progressive rock and you know. But like, it's just even hearing something that like just instantly to your ears, it's just like that's just a hip hop thing, man. Like straight, like
that's it, man.
Another
that's
rest in peace, to my man.
I gotta say, he's one of the greatest, man.
Definitely, definitely.
Jay Dilla, rest in peace. That was Jay Lib. Jay Dilla and Madlib did an album together.
That was his weird. He's doing that Quasimoto-y voice he does, Madlib, innit?
Madlib, that's him, I thought, you know what?
I thought that. I heard that at the corner of my ear.
Yeah.
This is good, man. We're getting to see how Reveal thinks. Like,
that's a scary thing, man. I don't know if the world's ready for that.
You're attuned to Fubar Radio. It's the hip hop show, Mice Diggy, without Sarah Love, but with.
Oh, yeah, Meherak. I forgot. It's Reveal, but my real name is Meherak. But, like, I panicked. Sorry.
So he's all panicking on. Oh, I love this, man.
They put it on me.
Who else are we with?
Chew Jackman.
Chew Jackman.
See, he had them all ready from before. I just come here and panicked and said my name.
Yeah, that's all right, Merrick, man.
It's okay. Don't worry, man. Yeah.
It's Fubar Radio. Do hit us up. We're trying to find out what's the funniest joke you've ever heard. So please let us know. hiphop@fubarradio.com. At Fubar Radio on the Twitter, we are joined by two mother lovers from the Hoochie Noo crew. What's going on?
Whoop, whoop.
Theo and Defacer, what's going on?
Yes, bro. Fubar Radio, it's good to be here.
Hey, it's good to have you, man. What's going on? How are you lot feeling, man? Monday?
Yeah, man, I took the day off work, so, you know, I'm feeling good.
Ah!
You
know what I mean?
Had a little drink in the afternoon. You know how it goes.
You start the week off right then, innit?
That's right, man.
The rest of the week kind of goes like, once you get to Wednesday, that's it. You're just like, Sunday's coming, man, innit? You might as well be in the weekend, nah?
Yeah, exactly, man.
So what's going on then? The Ill Breed Show. Tell me about this.
So the Ill Breed Show. So firstly, thanks for having us on. It's great to be here. Big up all at Fubar Radio. It's great to be here.
If people don't know about Hoochie Noo.
If people don't know about Hoochie Noo, if you like hip hop music in the UK, you should have heard of us by now.
If people don't know about Hoochie Noo, what rock have they even had?
Come on, they all into their alternative rock like Reveal over there, man.
Allow it. Now people are actually going to listen. They're going to tweet you going, we didn't know you were into alternative rock.
Yeah.
You know them little accounts on Twitter, alternative rock, is going to follow me.
Yeah, that's it. You're going to hear like remixes of your tunes.
A little bit of John Bon Jovi and whatnot, man.
Let's dead that in the water right now.
Just quick about hip hop with Hoochie Noo.
I do need to big up Theo as well, man. He actually gave me my slot down at Boom Bap last year.
Oh, serious? So, yeah. Boom Bap Festival.
When the maps were booming.
So
the Hoochie Noo thing has been going on for a while now, isn't it? Like, you've been doing gigs around the UK.
We've been doing shows for over 10 years, kind of UK and alternative hip hop. Not alternative rock, obviously. And, you know, we like to put on all the big names in UK hip-hop, but as well as mix it up, have it a little bit more alternative, live bands. I mean, when we started doing it, no one was doing the shows with live bands and everything, so we were kind of the pioneers of that kind of thing. And the type of shows that even Maestro, you've done with us at Madam Jojo's, with Them and Us, and Killer Keller, and Young Gun, or Essa, everything.
Yeah.
So quite different sort of things that we used to do.
Yeah, man.
So, we've been doing it for over 10 years. So if you don't know, you got to check us out at hoochienoo.com, but please come on, you got to heard of us by now.
How do you spell Hoochie Noo? Because I know people like
you tell me, you tell me.
All right, let me try.
You tell me.
HOOCHINOO.
Wicked, you've got a guest list for the next show. Bam.
My name is 007. Damn right. So, Hoochie Noo have got so this is the Ill Breed show that I'm looking at right now. This flyer looks packed, man, it looks jam packed with a lot going on here.
Yes.
Cashmere, Verb T, Flip Trick,
Shady,
Combined Mentals, Dr. Voodoo.
Yeah, we got Carnage. He's in the studio today. He's going to be on the open mic later as well.
Nice.
To get a little flavour for what the show's happening. But just to sort of talk a little bit about the show, if I can. The Ill Breed Show, so the Ill Breed Coalition, that's the crew that I came from myself.
Yeah, I remember Ill Breed Coalition.
Bro,
Baron, Van Greenback,
man didn't even realise that link there.
Latty and all the boys. Dog Voodoo's part of that. Carnage out there is part of it.
I've done that tune with them lot, and then I was in PGM them times. And then on the chorus and the ad libs, I go, big up all three letter crews. And then I meant it as a joke, but I don't think, my joke's not going down too well.
The delivery.
It's becoming a theme in life.
So, what's your shows in support of?
Let me talk a little bit, because it's a very important show for us, because obviously we do shows for over 10 years now, but this is a very important one. It's the Ill Breed Show. It's a night we're doing in support of Calm. which is the Campaign Against Living Miserably. Mm. It's a charity for prevention of male suicide in the UK. Because we lost a very dear friend of ours last year called Thomas Brown. And so, thank you, man. So we're doing, and he was part of Receptive Records. He loved the music. Wow. He loved all the Ill Breed Coalition, come to all the shows. He promoted events himself. Mm. Did big, big shows back in the day. So it was a really sad thing that happened. But we want to raise... you know, get the profile of this charity up. 50% of the proceeds, door, ticket sales, everything, it goes to the charity. So we just want to kind of let people know. But obviously, it's a sad thing. It's also something we're trying to raise awareness of. But also, it's a big, big night of music. You know, Cashmere, Verb T, Flip Tricks, Shady, Combine Mentals, Dr. Voodoo, Defected Section, Carnage Alive. It goes on like that. It's jam-packed.
And you're going to have some of the Ill Breed Coalition members there as
all
well.
All of the Ill Breed are going to be there. Wow. And they're going to be performing on the Cypher. All they're doing performances. And they're just there to represent, because it's all in memory of our good friend, Thomas Brown. And we even put together
rest in peace,
and we put together a mixtape with all the artists from Ill Breed Coalition are on there.
Serious.
And you can download that at www.illbreed.hiphop. Cool. So if you go to that website, you can download that.
That sounds like a really good thing you're doing, man. It's important. What did you say the thing was called?
Calm.
The Campaign Against Living Miserably.
Yeah, Calm.
I was doing this thing at South Bank. It was like a festival about mental health, and there was a guy there who draws a comic called Disappoint Man, and I think he was from the same organisation. Like they do similar work. I think it's the sign that's kind of overlooked as
well.
Yeah,
definitely.
Man, do you know what I mean?
They do a lot of music events as well, and they've given us like loads of little badges and stuff, and one of the things they gave us as well is little guitar picks, which I thought was quite cool with the logo on it. Nice. And we're giving them out at all the music events. So they do, you know, all different types of genres and live music events. So it's going to be really good.
And just quickly, I was going to give a quick little shout. I'm going to, hopefully my next EP I'll be putting out with a charity which deals with like mental health with young adults. Anna Freud Centre. So shout out to them as well.
That's a good cause. And can I just say before I forget, if you want to get advanced tickets for this show, you can get that £7 in advance, more on the door. You can get tickets from www.gigs.hiphop. Like, we bought up all these .hiphop domains. Like, I don't know if people know about it, but yeah, we bought half of them. So.
Wow. Very sly. So it's you.
We sell them as well for UKHH.com.
So
just
you've
saying,
got
yeah.
good-looking Iranian hip-hop MCs .hiphop.
Obviously.
And then you must have good Chinese hip-hop MCs as well.
We bought them all.
Just quickly, when's it happening? Where's it happening?
So it's Friday the 25th of March at Nambuka. In Holloway Road. So,
North London.
I heard that's a nice little spot, man.
It's nice, man. It's a really nice live music venue. It's more for alternative rock. I'm not even kidding. It is. It's more of a rock venue.
That's where I know it from, bro.
That's how you know.
When I've seen all them famous bands like, oh, we ain't got time.
Unfortunately,
I'm into that right now. I knew there was some connection, though, with this like alternative rock thing going on. I knew it. I just knew it. Revs has probably played there.
I just can't help rocking out, bro.
Man, and this lineup looks crazy once again, man. That's the 25th of March, right? Friday 25th at Nambuka from 8 p.m. The Ill Breed show, put on by Hoochinoo, featuring Cashmere, Verb T, Flip Tricks, Shady, Combined Mentals, Dr. Voodoo, Carnage.
We did that little cameo, didn't we?
Yeah, we were in the cameo of the Shady video. We got my sister from another Mr. Shady. Yeah. I was just with her actually at Sadler's Wells just now.
Cool. Nice. And you got. There's a lot going on there, so please make sure you can go down and support that. The Hoochinoo crew also involved in UKHH, the
legendary site from
website,
back in the day.
Man.
Legendary. I don't use that word lightly, man. There was a time when that was the hub of UK hip hop activity, and it's good to see that still, like, the legacy of it remains, man.
These guys took it over. Theo and DeFacer. What's going on, DeFacer? You good?
Yes, how you doing, man? Thanks for having us.
We've been DeFacing recently, bro.
Right, that would be telling.
Man, I've been blessed, man. I was blessed enough to like bless the mic with you guys as well, man. DeFacer, got the cam round.
I think we got all three of you at one point. Yeah. Separate kind of
thing. Wicked.
Yes. We've all been in there.
All been in there. UKHH.
Yeah, man. So what's going on with UKHH at the moment? I've been hearing about Rap Attack coming back. I don't know if people know about Rap Attack, but it's like a tag. Everyone knows how to play tag, but with raps.
Say what?
You know, and I'm not talking about kebab raps. Don't get excited out there. I'm not talking about
Economist raps.
Oh, yes. That's a good point there. Very good point. But yeah. Rapper Tag is explain it to us, man. It's a very interesting concept. Like, I remember hearing about it in Oz people in Australia. Basically, you know, an MC, say like Chew decides he wants to do a little video, rapper tag one or whatever, does he spits his little verse in whatever way or form he wants to. He could be like doing a handstand, doing it, trying his best to levitate while spitting 16.
Well, obviously, yeah. You know what doing I mean? Some sort of martial art form.
And then tagging another rapper and say like, oh, all right, and I want to tag him Reveal at the end of it. And then Reveal then does his verse, you know, he uploads a video with him freestyling or doing whatever he wants and tagging in someone else. So, you know, these guys here made sure it could happen in the UK. I can't remember the guy who started it, but I know he's got a shiny ass forehead and that.
Some random.
He has a gold tooth just to try and distract you from the shine on the tip.
Double shine.
You know what I mean? But yeah.
Shoe shine.
And then it got crazy, innit? How many did you get up to after that? It was a bunch of MCs.
Yeah, so we got to 40 for the first season.
40, nice.
As it is. And then just recently, I think Christmas Eve, we kicked off Rap Tag 2.0.
2.0.
So that kid down in Bristol, we went down there, filmed him. He tagged in Jose. I won't give away too much, but
no spoilers.
So people got to YouTube that anyway. Rapper Tag.
Rapper Tag.
You can check out all the videos at ukhh.com under Rapper Tag. But we had highlights with people in the tag. Obviously, Maestro obviously kicked it off.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah.
And we had people like Jest, Sonny Jim. Those were having it.
Stick of the Dump.
Stick of the Dump was a good one. Double Edge was a good one. We had Young Gun or Essa. At the top of, can I say this? The top of Heron Tower that nearly got an ex-girlfriend of mine fired. But anyway, it was one of the best videos. In my opinion, anyway. So,
cool.
That was nice, man. And it's like it's a good thing because it kind of brings the scene a bit together. You know, like people, definitely. Like you're saying, that kid's all the way in Bristol and he's tagging in someone else in another part of the country. All that it shows people, you know, respecting each other, like tagging in someone you might not expect them to tag in, or they might not even expect, like, oh shit, you tagged me in. Well, you know, you must rate me still a little bit. Like, you know what I mean? Let me try and bust a little bar here, chill. Like. Yeah, so it's good to hear it's coming back. Why is it a 2.0 though? What happened there, Alchemist?
So I think we got to number 40 and it just kind of fizzled out, to be honest.
It's like
so
top of the pops. It's like, yeah, that's it. Just top 40. 40. All you're not going to get is a top 40. That's 40 it.
It's a nice number to end on as well. So I think we gave it a break and then decided to kick it off again.
Nice, man.
And also the thing is, if you watch the quality of the videos, obviously the first one, like, we're pretty much filming with a little speaker and the camera wasn't great. Sorry about that, man. But
that's all right. Like, we progressed.
So if you check out the videos now, it's all self-taught from DeFacer. He's learned all this stuff, taught himself, got better with the cameras.
Scorsese with the camera.
Yeah. So check it out. So 2.0 was very, like, fresh videos and we've learned a lot. I mean, me, I do the driving, basically. I'm the mouth. I ain't really got no talent, but, you know,
he's
the one who does the magic. He works the magic.
You do all the bells and the whistles.
All the bells and the whistles. That's ukhh.com or Google Rapper Tag, and not with 2.0. A W. I was only taking a piss earlier. Anyway, we're going to get into the open mic very soon, I do believe, in a little while.
Yeah.
But first of all, we want to give you something like this, mother lovers.
I don't give a damn. Tongue. I'll kill anyone in my way.
Oh yeah, this is Drunk Tongue. Well, listen to it and then I'll tell you what it is.
I'm a side city shit. Yeah, homicide. Yo, you see the necklace, fist glisten, chain dripping, lane shifting. Rotten dirty, got that thing, no, I stay gripping. Facing life with it or without it, bitches, same difference. Lane stripping, if it's day or night, I'ma bang with it. Situation sickening, niggas broke, and they can't fix it. Though it's all I know, so if you slip it, then I can't miss it. Ain't mentioned sending broke niggas in the same sentence. Got the game twisted, man, listen, say pimping, what you pushing? Product pumping like a piston, hardly getting by, or probably getting high, what you pitching? While we sitting fly. Trying to keep it simplified, moving like we simplify. My niggas is born to ride, y'all niggas get sent to die. All you do is mention I, general exemplified. Sin City, been gritty, 10 city enterprise. About to make it 25, utilize my witty mind to improvise. My goal to reach a all-time city high. You don't want to send me fine, nah, that's a hemi fine. All you gotta do is send me mine. You got plenty time, mad cause my one's up. And scared cause my gun's busted. God's mind is divine, I'll shine on you dumb fucks. Sin never dumbstruck, drama on the dumb pumps at any man in the face and like
sanitation dump trucks, Dodge Magnum trunk chunk, big enough to slug ducks out. The bubble butts hop off the cot like double dust. Glock in the double clutch, don't want no trouble, trust. Rug cutter, your juggler, promise you your blood of guts. Dead smack in front of us, get clapped dead, you front on us. Your back bled, you rap fans came front like you one of us. Stack bread like one in front of winter till the summer come. Upgrade the lay, that's when the business and the hummus come. I ain't want a hummus stunt, axe hell, I stack well like Maxwell. Nigga tryna do a little something, 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 something.
FUBAR Radio presents
Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph.
Gayson Mazza with you.
Filling yes. in for Doc Brown. And while we're in here having a great time,
poor Blackpool is the most depressed town in the whole of England. They need cheering up.
What we're going to do now is we're going to do the Cheer Up Blackpool Challenge. Here we go.
Hello. What it is, but I just wanted to spread a little bit of joy and a little bit of love. And am I doing that? Are you feeling
yeah,
good?
Yeah, of course you are, mate, yeah.
Mate, you're a bloody... You're a, on a scale of 1 to 10, do you know what you are? You're 11.
Go on, 11.
Your eyes are breathtaking. See you later, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Bye, mate.
Every Tuesday.
Don Brown and Hugh Joseph.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, yes, what's going on, people? Yeah, you're locked into FUBAR with my Stiggy, Revs,
Chew Hefner.
Yeah, you were just listening to the sounds of Drunk Tongue by Killer Sin. It's actually off the Legendary Weapons Wu-Tang LP. But
oh, you're such a Wu head, isn't it?
Proper full, man. I had the Wu jacket from back in the day, straight. Like, and yeah, man, it's one of them tunes. It's Killer Sin from Kill Army, who's like one of the MCs. Yeah. That's like one of the Wu-affiliated guys.
Yeah.
Rips absolutely everything he's done.
Yeah,
and I think he had some legal problems recently. I think he was in prison for something. But
why he's been quiet for a while.
Mad. He was on that Man with the Iron Fist soundtrack, and then he's just one of those ones that like every couple of years he'll have a verse.
Mm.
But if you put all his verses together, mad ill MC, man. Yeah, just the way he's rhyming syllables and that.
Yeah, I remember he was on that. Was it Onyx that?
He's always the one that like he'll come on, he'll be third or fourth on the tune, he'll have that killer verse, but on them Wu tunes that have like eight people on them, and Kill Army, that's what all of Kill Army was. It was like good Killer Sin verses surrounded by mediocre verses by the other bros by banging production for two whole albums. So if you can stomach going through those albums and skipping,
some of them were alright, but was I know right. what you mean. I mean,
but you know what I mean. He was the main feature.
Yeah,
I think,
yeah,
like.
He's the one you're looking for.
And he's called Killer Sin, and they call themselves Killer Army. So I reckon they kind of knew that he was that.
Like, he was the one.
You know what I mean? Like,
wow. So that he's back then. That tune is him saying he's back. He's
well, that was a couple of years ago. I don't actually know where he's at. Like, it's actually a bit of a mockery. I think it was a mad thing. He was in some case or someone had been shot. There was no evidence that he'd shot the guy, but he was going to trial for it. So it's all some mad legal. I don't know what happened in the end, to be honest. But,
damn. Yeah. Banging tune, though.
Sick.
You're in tune to FUBAR Radio right here. Mice Diggy Reveal and Chew That. Standing in for Sarah Love out there in the wilderness somewhere. You're probably hunting down.
Himself.
Yeah, doing some Amazon shit, you know, hunting down wildebeest and all that. I don't know. What the hell? But we're here with Theo and Defacer from Hoochinoo. UKHH.
Yeah, man. Good to be here.
Where are we going to see you this year? You're going to be at the legendary event. It's legendary now, isn't it? Yeah. 5 years. Is this the fifth year of Boom Bap? Boom Bap Festival. Yeah.
5 years already, bro.
Yeah.
I remember when it started, man.
Yeah. I want to say, because obviously we've been in from the very beginning, so Hoochinoo is on a stage at Boom Bap Festival. Obviously we put Chew on there last year as well. But the reason we got into Boom Bap Festival, and correct me if I'm wrong, yeah, but this is the way that I heard it, was that the guy that runs it, Ivan, he was speaking to you, Maestro, and said, listen, I need a promoter down in London, you know, that can do the little running around and knows people and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And
as you talent,
said, as talent,
I
say yeah,
that,
yeah.
I said that with
the, yeah, so basically you recommended me.
Oh, nice.
You said, talk to the Hoochinoo Braves, innit? And then
that's
how it
about,
all come
though,
about.
Man. Yeah. You know, I think the people who know what they're doing should be the ones doing it, rather than just like, oh, bro, all right, let me try and put on a stage. He said I could put on a stage. Put on a stage? Yeah, put on a stage, bro. And then it's just the one big fuck up, you know, like you said, you've been doing it for 5 years, so obviously you know what you've been doing from the jump. So yeah, you're going to be there this year, yeah?
Yeah, we'll be doing it again. So we'll be running another stage. I haven't got confirmation of the artists that are going to be on our stage, but we're also trying to put together the London warm up because we do the Boom Bap Festival London warm up every year as well. I think maybe we did that for 4 years or something, but
nice.
We've been doing it. So I'm just getting confirmation of artists, and we'll be there representing.
You're going to be there as Hoochie New representing, and UKHH.
Well, UKHH.com is going to become the main brand that we push. That's why I'm wearing the T today.
It's more CCTV
just in case you take anything off
back. I don't trust them.
So you know me, I don't trust
none of you. That's why I got police waiting outside anyway, in case.
I wonder why they were frisking me on the way in. But
Well, it's good you haven't
got metal detectors and shit.
It's good you haven't got the arts confirmed yet, because obviously I've kept doing free, so handy really.
He's always looking for work, I tell you, dodgy old tree, mate.
Yeah, well.
So, yo, we got an open mic coming up very soon, and I do believe you brought someone to represent the Hoochie New.
We did.
UKHH, mother lovers.
Yeah, part of the Ilbury Coalition, Carnage, from Carnage and Life. So, I was going to spit some bars for you.
So, Ilbury, are they going to start releasing stuff again? Like, obviously, there's this mixtape, but.
They're always working on music because they're so passionate about music. So there will be releases, and there's stuff out there like the Thomas Brown Project features most of the Ilbury Coalition that you can download at ilbury.hiphop.
It's wicked to hear.
Yeah,
man.
Check it out because they're so talented. I grew up with these boys, and they're some of the best in London.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. So we got Carnage and Big Frizzle coming up next on the open mic. We might have a little chat with them before we get head first and knee deep into that. I was going to say bowels, but I didn't want to choke in his water right there. So we'll be back with some more for you, mother lovers. This is Food Bar Radio, the hip hop show. Let's go.
Yeah. Uh huh. The beautiful evils. Yeah. Check me out. Crutches, crosses, caskets. Crutches, crosses, caskets. All I see is victims. My young niggas sick 'em. I don't get 'em. I just get back the jury if I'm fucking with 'em. Your man crush Mondays, be owing niggas. My skin is triple black, I'm the omen. You can't kill a god like the Romans. Take my time to craft shit, cause I don't like back and forth with Puff about rap shit. Crutches, crosses, caskets. Crutches, crosses, caskets. All I see is victims. Rappers is victimized at an all-time high, but not I. You pop niggas thought I let it fly. I'm Yasiel Puig, I'm in another league. I defected, only thing we have in common, niggas bleed. And your $1,000 joggers as you rhyme about your dollars. Is there shame when a platinum rapper's mother lives in squalor? Mildred's in the Bahamas for the month. She probably sitting in her pajamas having lunch, swordfish. My reality is more fish. Banana clips for all you curious Georgists. Woo! Old niggas slapping young niggas. Ha! Imagine that. Where you from, nigga? Crutches, crosses, caskets. Crutches, crosses, caskets. All I see is death by the masses. The only asterisk is the change of address. My infinity pool is long as Magix. Yeah, I let Zillow change my pillows. The home is so inviting, the Porsche's the armadillo. The silhouette, the pop, 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 the chop, chop, chop. The throwaway text got Tourette's, ah! It's more than this drug money, I love money. I speak to your soul and that's above money. This the ministry of street energy. The church of criminology teaching my chemistries, woo! I'm the L. Ron Hubbard of the cupboard. To some certain motherfuckers, gotta love it. Crutches, crosses, caskets. Crutches, crosses, caskets. All I see is victims. Crutches, crosses, caskets. Crutches, crosses, caskets. All I see is victims.
Yeah, that was Pusha T with Crutches, Crosses, Caskets. That was off his last LP that he said was a prequel to his main project that's coming. But it's a pretty dope album, man. It's got some Timbaland production. That tune was produced by Puffy. Well, it says produced by Puffy. That probably means he's got a team of sub-producers to do it.
Yeah, he paid somebody to do that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got my ghost producers right there. Just, you know, just give them a little backhand money. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no thing with a chicken's limb. Come on with it. Go get me a cheesecake. Go ahead and give me a cheesecake. Nice, man. So we're here with Theo and DeFacer, Hoochie New Crew. up in this mother lover. Fubar Radio.
It's good to be here, man. Fubar Radio, Hoochie New Braves. Thanks for having us.
Where's the jokes? What's the best joke you've
ever heard? You must have one.
No, I can't, man. My mum might be listening. I can't say the sort of jokes.
Hey, you're allowed, man.
Is it a mum joke?
You're doing it on Fubar Radio.
I can't do a mum joke. My mum's listening.
Oh, is she listening?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Okay.
But
she might be busy.
But it's not going to be your mum, so you can...
Yeah.
No, but...
Hey.
As a gentleman, you know, I understand.
What Shady say, man? Shady says she's missed
it. Yeah, fair enough.
It's
sad, though, isn't it,
that we don't remember jokes like we want to. You know, like, you can hear jokes left, right, and centre at certain places, but they just don't stick in your head.
Never come back.
Unless it's just the simple one that touches the... When you're like, oh, yeah, Smurf come is blue. No? All right, maybe not. I can't even do that shit.
No.
There you go.
Nicely done.
Yeah. So, what's going on then next? So, after this Illbreed show...
Yeah. We're going to be working on the London... the Boom Bap Festival London warm-up.
Oh, you are doing the London warm-up,
We're putting that together now. You know, we'll obviously be doing some other shows as well, but we're going to be concentrating on the warm-up and the festival.
And when is the festival? Is it in June or July?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the question, isn't it? I think it is July.
I don't know, man.
I think it's the end of July, yeah.
I stink it is.
Well, a bit later than last year.
I stink it is too.
But yeah, so we're looking forward to that.
The lineup is crazy, man.
Yeah, yeah.
This year they've got a crazy ass lineup. For some reason they've just gone all out. I see afros on there.
Got Blade. When you say Blade afro, afro, do you mean which afro you mean?
Not that afro.
I think that rugged man afro.
Yeah.
You know that rugged man afro.
Yeah, it is that afro.
Later, I probably should have like checked the website, innit? But I know Blade is going to be there.
I'm pretty sure it is because it looks the same way. It's like A dot, F dot.
Oh, it's like that.
Where's afro again?
That was on my list to like say people that I'm listening to because he's definitely one to watch. What is he like 18 or something?
Yeah, and he's doing an LP with Premier, right?
Yeah. I just listened to him double times and all that.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
I saw a video of his like
the Brentwood glasses.
Yeah,
he's kind of young and he's got a big afro.
Well, crazy.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Is that his name, Afro?
Yeah,
that's his name. Right. A bit of snow today.
It's like Rugged Man's protege or something.
Wow.
He found him, we discovered him or something.
Did you like the way we all did that in?
Yeah, I was like,
that's good. Who else are you listening to then?
Gan, who you listen to at the moment? Then I say me.
At the moment, Ocean Wisdom, the new LP just dropped last week or something, man.
Just played a track off of him as well.
Because we had Ocean Wisdom on the Hoochie New stage at last year's Boom Bap Festival.
Yeah, I saw him there. He killed it, man.
Absolutely killed it. And the thing is, I knew him, I'd heard him, I knew he was good, but when he got up and did that thing live, and you were there too,
Tuesday, obviously.
And he just blew me away.
It's like, he can really do that live. What are you hearing?
Really good, man. Really good. And also, I'm listening to this Jay Huss tune at the moment. Friendly.
Jay Huss. I've been hearing about
Jay Huss. About that friendly tune.
All them youngers that I work with.
Oh, it's funny, man. It's a good tune. That's what I'm listening to and stuff. So,
That's where you get it from then, Revs. Yeah.
Not impressed by that stuff, man.
Nah? Why? What was it about? Is it? I mean, it sounds like it's jokes. Like, Theo seems to be...
Yeah, do you know what it is? It's one of them ones. It's like with that Mo Stack shoot that's out and that. Yeah, I feel like white youths would like him and they're funny. They bust their little jokes and that. But it's not craft, man. I see it like that. Like, in my humble opinion, it's just like, it's like that I'm in love with the Coco tune. That might be fun when you go listen to it. That's different from Nas's, like.
I mean, I feel like there's drunk music and there's sober music. There's music that you can appreciate when you're drunk.
Yeah.
But when you're sober, that drunk music might not be, you'd be like, this is
I'm not 100%.
When you're drunk,
man,
it's like you're having fun with it. It's like, I'm in love with the girl.
But then when it becomes that point when like, I like my music a bit more analytical, I like sit there and I think about it like I'm reading a book, innit? And to me, I'm down, I don't think everything has to be lyrical and everything has to be like that because I'm a big fan of hip hop that's bare real, like that it's not even the lyrical element, ain't the main thing in it. It's the level of reflection. Do you know what I mean? And for me, it lacks that. So it's not satisfactory for me.
But that might be because you're not living in that world, in their world, you know, where like the Chief Keef, what he's saying is like Bible to some of these kids. Do you know what I mean? So that's
But then I see the effect that actually has on youths because I work with bare youths and that, and it's like, 12-year-old youths in Hackney that like they've got gang affiliations and they're bringing knives in and that nothing is being helped by them like listening to bringing over Shyrock slang to Hackney. And when you hear youths in Hackney have been murked and the other youths are talking about it the way that Shyrock man talk about it, like just trying to be heartless and like we're smoking on a pack of my man, like rare. That's when it hits home, innit? Because them man that are making them tunes, they don't have to go and deal with that, innit? They're all insulated, like, they're just in their thing, like, doing their thing. And half of it's fake anyway, so...
Yeah, but I mean, more than half of it. I'd go with, like, probably 90% of it is fake, because, you know what I mean? They're, better not, they're in the studio for most of the time. So when the hell are you doing all that shit you're talking about? But, you know, so I say there's drunk music, like, where only when you're drunk you can appreciate it. But then there's sober music. When you're sober, that's what you want to listen to. You know, the stuff that has a bit more meaning, a bit more depth. When
maybe
you're
it's because I don't drink.
When you're drunk listening to sober music, it's even better. Do you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, everyone's got different tastes. People wear different things. You know, so it's going to be like that. But it's interesting hearing different people's opinions. Do you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? You got any shout outs, Theo?
Yeah, I do actually. Sorry. I want to give a shout out to my son, the Young Lion. I want to give a shout out to Maz, Zefki, Lady Oriental, Beverly Hills, the whole of the Ill Breed Coalition, and my Silver Pop fam.
Nice. Right, he was ready for that one, boy.
I think CCTV that comes straight off the top, isn't it? Straight off the top, man.
Nah, CCTV caught you there with the papers, man.
Yeah, don't forget, Ill Breed Show, Hoochinoo Live. That's at Nambuka, North London, Friday 25th of March. So yeah, get your gig, get your tickets on sale, pre-sale tickets, www.gigs.hiphop. So yeah.
Don't try and go to gigs and buy your ticket from
See,
the
I
South
thought
London
about that as well. No, gigs, right? Like,
you know, every time they tweet something about Ryan Giggs, he gets their tweets. People tweeted it. So this is just another thing just to add to thing, that, right? Yeah.
Wow, that must be a bit crazy, isn't
it? Yeah, it's bare jokes. It's official gigs or something. Everyone starts tweeting him.
That's hilarious, man. Jesus, what are we going to do with Twitter, eh? When do you think it's gonna be done with?
They're stepping it up. Seven Seal has been revealed and the four horsemen of the apocalypse tweet their status update.
It's that's the zombie it's apocalypse. That's when it's happening, isn't
straight,
it?
Straight, man.
Because now they've let you, like, you can DM... You
long
know,
messages.
Yeah, long
that's
ass messages.
That's why you keep sending me those page long messages, man. Yeah.
Crying my tears out, you know. I'm just trying to put my tears on the DMs. Only happens in the DMs, baby. Jesus. Why do you have to put me out there like that, Revs? We got an open mic coming up very soon with Carnage and Big Frizzle. You know the open mic's always blessed, boy. There's always some madness going on right there.
Indeed.
I heard one of you two is going to jump on. Is that true, DeFacer? Yeah,
that'll be Theo.
No, nah, DeFacer. Oh. I heard you got
you've seen me do my bars anyway. Like, when I wrote those bars, I still had a pager. Yeah, that's how long ago it was.
There's people out there. Believe that. People out there that probably don't even know what a pager is.
I was talking about like Bluetooth is like a new thing like, a while ago.
Infrared. You remember infrared as well? Yeah. That was like the new school thing.
No, but what were they doing with mini discs? Like,
what
happened?
Man,
I fell for that.
Even
shit,
they went.
Man.
I tried to release that twice, mini discs. Failed both times, didn't it?
I got drawn into the mini
disc. Same,
man.
My mate had it in his car.
Nah, for about a year. Wow. A year and a half. I was like, nah, I ain't doing it. I ain't not doing it. Then I went and bought a mini disc player.
But they were good.
And it was decent.
They were freaking good, man.
But now I've got all these mini discs and no mini disc player.
Yeah, my freaking mini disc player bloody broke as well. Just got this.
I think I've got a couple of our old tunes on mini disc. You know,
serious.
You know, there's Mad Duke that like they're weird random tunes from the Brazen days and that. All on mini disc. Yeah.
Wow, mini disc, man. Those are the days. I never thought I'd say that, man. Like a mini disc is old school. There's certain things that just don't work, innit? Like what's the other one? They had them big, what were they called? Like
8-track?
No, they were like massive DVDs.
Oh.
They were like 12-inch.
Oh, laser disc.
Yeah. Oh, there was laser disc.
They were big in Hong Kong. So luckily got sent over some laser discs and still sitting there.
What do you do with them after? What happens? What's like a laser disc?
It's like Betamax video.
Betamax was the one, man. But that was better quality though than VHS.
Oh, is it?
And it was smaller. It just didn't work for some reason.
Betamax.
Yeah.
That's sad. That's certain things like that.
We used to go Blockbuster and you had VHS on one side and Betamax on the other side.
Do you remember how much? Do you remember how much they used to cost those the original sort of like? It was like £98 to buy a fucking video.
Later.
You have to wait like 2 to 3 years before it came out. Remember, because we had to wait for like from the US, didn't we? Yeah. In about a year, while they'd all watched it, we have to wait for a year before it even came out in the cinema.
Bro, I feel old having these conversations, man. I should be like, Betamax, what's that? I don't know what that is. I'm young.
Sorry,
I'm young.
Yo. Hey, you're in tune to Fubar Radio. Big shout to Hoochinoo, UKHH, Theo, and DeFacer in the building.
Yeah, Theo,
this is FubarRadio.com. Hit us up on the Twitter at Fubar Radio, or you even email us hiphop@fubarradio.com and let us know some old school shit you remember. Fast. All right, let's go.
What am I?
Show up with the funky bass in your face. New York City, have mercy at one time. Introducing the crew. Hey, you ain't really you and you ain't really down. Plus I'm tired of seeing your fucking phony face around. Cause when I sit back and think back of how you flam me, it make me react to be at my fucking jammy. Now I don't cop, though my mind's in the sewer. I just kick back with six packs and then I do her. But she gets stuck on, clawing like a cat, cause the clothes got sucked on. She don't know how to act. Back in the days, I get 237. Used to run with Kevin, bagging hoes was like heaven. 11 years later, I try to hide and hope they pass me by like I'm the far side. Just let me puff and lounge with my niggas. Don't have no time to fake funk with triggers. Don't believe in kids with that pussycat scent. Fuck around with fashion, get your whole shit bent. Spent crazy years with the blues paying dues. Before I met the psychos and the junkyard Jews. But now the crew combined and we can't be stopped. Going around the globe to collect our props. When I'm in New York, you know what I wanna hear.
Yeah, you get props over here.
Come on, out in Cali, you know what I wanna hear.
Yeah, you get props over here.
When I'm down in Detroit, you know what I wanna hear.
Yeah, you get props over here.
And when I'm out in Philly, you know what I wanna hear.
Yeah, you get props over here.
I get stoned every day, I got nothing else to do. I'm getting drunk with my niggas till the night is through. And when the night is through, I won't have a fucking clue of what tomorrow brings, so I'll maintain. Yo, life's kinda funny. If you don't make money, then your days ain't fucking sunny. Excuse me for my language, but I'm trying to get my last stitch together and build a grip of beat. Never damn bitch, I never had it like I deserve to have it. I whip it, I stab it, I grip it, I grab it. You silly rabbit, I'm coming at you pure. Tracks about the stacks, video and brochure. I'm sure, unlike others wanna pop, use a piss drop. Talking that shit, you need to stop. Cause when I approach and you can't back up what you said, fly, you fucking head
now when
like
I'm
that.
In Atlanta, you know what I wanna hear.
Yeah, you get props over here.
In Texas, you know what I wanna hear.
Yeah, you get props over here.
When I'm out of Chicago, you know what I wanna hear.
Yeah, you get props over here.
Out in D.C., you know what I wanna hear.
Yeah, you get props over here.
Real niggas do real things, and that's a fact. And real niggas can leave big holes in niggas' backs. And your life's down like a heavy price to pay for some bullshit that you ain't even had to say. But don't sweat that, cause I'ma let you keep your head. If I wanted you killed, you'd already be dead. I got a lot of things to do, a lot of money to make. I got no time for you and all the moves you fake. Taking care of business, yeah, without no doubt. And I'ma make $1 million, kid, before I'm out. Yeah, I gotta give a shout to my peeps in Corona. Going hand in hand, getting loot on the corner. Life is full of stress and it wrecks my brain. So I puff the Buddha bless and destroy the pain. I got a lot of things to do, a lot of money to make. I got no time for you and all the moves you fake.
When I'm in Japan, you know what I wanna hear.
Yeah, you get props over here.
And when I'm out in London, you know what I wanna hear.
Yeah, you get props over here.
Hey, when I'm in Norway, you know what I wanna hear.
Yeah, you get props over here.
And when I'm out in Paris, you know what I wanna hear.
Yeah, you get props over here.
So yeah, you tuned into Fubar Radio. Mice Diggy reveal, yeah. Chew. Yeah,
that was a mellow one, man. What,
yeah,
that's
just one of
the
moments, man. Yeah, I was just digging the crates, man. I was just,
yeah, what made you pick that, man? That was,
well,
nice.
Everyone's just showing a lot of love tonight, today, so I figure, you know, props over here, props
you
over there,
props
everywhere.
Makes you want to do the hip hop.
That was cool.
Over the hip hop hands, man. Jazz
not
hands.
By nature, man.
Oh, everybody's all about jazz hands these days, isn't it?
Yeah, hey, bruv, you're getting more than pills, bruv.
Yo, you're in tune to Fubar Radio right here. Myself, Mice Diggy, Reveal, and Chewed Out. We got some other guests in here. It's a packed, jam-packed day today, no?
Yep.
It's jam-packed. We got Big Frizzle in the house and Carnage ready to hit the open mic. What's going up, my brothers? What's going on?
Good.
All good, man. All good.
Yeah, Carnage, what's going on with you? Where you? I've seen the name here and there. And Theo just mentioned that you're from the Illbreed crew as well. So what have you been up to?
Just finished a project, man. Just finished a project with Mr. Live.
producer.
Ah, Mr. Live.
Yeah, yeah, you might remember.
Yeah, of course, man. He made that beat for us back in the day. Yeah.
Ill Breed.
I was trying to remember what his name was.
So you guys are still doing, like you said, you've still been doing stuff. It's just been more like on the low, you know, not necessarily flinging a whole bunch of stuff out there. Like,
let's say I'm doing something now.
Ah, okay. You know, so you've been quiet for a little bit. Yeah.
I've always been rapping, always been hip hopping, always been spitting. You know.
Yeah.
But I've got a question: is the Carnage like Cletus Cassidy?
Nah, he's just like me.
Oh, okay, I thought it was like the Spider-Man character. Yeah.
Nah. It probably came from that back in the day a little bit, but you know, just got a name, ran with it, started rapping.
So what's the project you're working on?
Yeah, we got a 4-track project called Restoration at the moment. Mm. It's on the Bandcamp. You can check it on, let me double check. It's carnagemc.bandcamp.com. Mm. It's a 4-track EP, Mr. Live Production. My raps, check it out. I think it's all good.
Yeah.
Bit of political, nice bit of hip hop, nice bit of spitting, nice mixed up. So I think people will like it, yeah.
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 So when was the last time you put something out? How long has it been that you took a
It's the first time I put something out.
Oh, it is?
It's the first time I put something out.
What, solo though, or?
It's all it is, solo. Mm. Yeah, Carnage is solo. Used to run with other crews back in the day, but you know how it goes.
Yeah.
So that's Carnage with a K for the listeners as well.
Yeah,
right?
With a K, yeah.
Big Frizzle.
Yo.
What's going on, man?
I'm here.
How are you, bro?
Glad to be here. I'm back.
It's good to have you, man. I see this project you just dropped.
Yeah.
It's a full mixtape.
Full mixtape. There's like 10 tracks, 2 bonus tracks, bunch of skits in between. But basically, obviously, I haven't been functional in music for a long time. I've always been doing the features, but it's my own solo project coming up to nearly 10 years now.
Wow. This is good, man. This is what I like to see. It's like, hey, just do it.
Definitely.
To me, this is the best body of work I've ever done in my life. Without a doubt.
Wow.
And it's free.
Why? And what makes you feel like that? What is it about? If people want to intrigue?
Definitely my age as well. Obviously, it's been a long time. But yeah, like I'm 37 now. Do you know what I'm saying? I got 4 kids. The message had to get stronger. You know what I'm saying? My oldest is 16 in a minute. It got like that. So cool. The children are listening to the music.
Yeah.
I went back to college as well. Educated myself, brother.
Nice. Yes.
Distinction student as well.
That's what we like to hear, boy.
So I done all that. I studied African Caribbean studies hard.
Yeah.
I went in. I learned about the people, us, history, everything.
Wow.
So I just put that all encapsulated in a mix CD. I had Family First planned for ages. I was going to come with it.
Yeah, I remember you were talking about the Family First thing.
Exactly. So what it done, the studies kind of interrupted it, but then I added to it. So there's going to be 2 Family First now. The first one is Family First Africa for Africans edition.
Mm.
Then I got Family First, the in-house edition. That's going to be sometime in the summer.
Is that so? That's for more like the. That's for everybody.
That's more for. No, Africa for Africans edition is for everybody too. But it is what it is.
Wow,
it's definitely
nice
for
hear.
Everybody, and that's on Bandcamp as well. BigFrizzle1/Bandcamp.com.
Mm.
It's on SoundCloud as well. Just type in Big Frizzle, listen to those tunes, download it. It's free. Like I said, best body of work there is. 10 tracks that I just believe it's the greatest.
I think it's like now is a good time to be doing, you know, things like this where it's like, all right, let's really see, you know, where I can take it. Put out a body of work that's for free.
Mm-hmm.
So people that they, you know, it's like, just check it out, whether you like it or not, as opposed to just coming out and going, right, yeah, it costs £10. It costs, you know, it's like really and truly, there are a lot of people like throwing out a bunch of free music that isn't really of quality.
Mm. But people have been so loving, man. Like, even though it's free, I've been getting money since it's out.
And that's what I was going to lead to.
People
is like
have been
now,
paying, man.
Bandcamp allows you to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah, you pick the price as opposed
to
like.
It's new to me. I've done it for the first time. I was like, put the zero in and that. Don't want no money. Cool.
That's good to hear, man.
Just, right, just quick tangent, man. What are you drinking, man? You got some random little bottle.
Why are you going to go and say that for on the air, man? I'm trying to get
you. You know what? She's praying for a drink, boy.
Yeah, I know.
He's a thirsty little
It's
man.
A Ribena still.
Ah, Ribena. It's a different flavour. I've never seen that one. All right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother type of current. Ain't no black current, no red current. It's a different type of current. But you ain't going to get the motherfucker.
I can ride that current, boy.
That was my translation right there. You ain't going to get none of that, too.
Oh.
Thirsty mother.
Thank you so much.
Yo, we're going to get into the open mic right about now on the hip-hop show. My man Revelation is up in here. Chew's up in here. We got Big Frizzle and Carnage about to bless us on the open mic. The hip hop show with Food Bar Radio. What we got here, man? Let me get my headphones on so I can hear the beat properly. Yeah, you can turn it up a bit there.
The highest.
Give you a little taste. Yeah.
Big Frizzle.
Raised in the 80s. Where the black bread dies in the beginning of the movie. You gon' lose me, I beg a man rape me. I was a growing black boy, I needed positive visuals to stimulate me. Eurocentric pagans. If it wasn't for my Rasta daddy, wouldn't know about Africa, I praise him. Yes, no, amen. When I was growing up, TV showed me hungry children in Africa need saving. The irony of trying to pity dehumanization. That's your occupation, Babylon nation. Cause Stockholm syndrome from colonization. Why don't you report that fact? Because Karate Kid, Black and Orphan Andy got swag, I'm supposed to satisfy with that. Ain't enough, I need more fam. Sow your seeds, we in danger, we need more fam. Whenever we are benefiting us, they don't report that. Or bring niggas down quicker than a whore fam. Forget the news, I rather watch the truths on your can. Nah, don't tell me stop. Oh, you never clocked the image of a black family on Google Box. What if I black both of your eyes in your Google Box? You finally get a glimpse of the pain that my people got. And then you charge me for a license to watch this box. To only keep me further mentally in a box. Got my brain on the track like my mental was in a box. But we be free thinkers like Clark, Ben and Diop. Yeah, open your eyes and question their black perception. They ain't trying to use no black scholars for black reference. Nah, how media portrays me. Teachers in my children's school be looking at me like I'm crazy. How media portrays me. No job lazy. 10 baby mamas, 10 babies. Oof. How media portrays me. I was a savage till you came with white Jesus and saved me. How media portrays me. Like the system was designed for my kind and they failed me. How media portrays me. Recognize Jewish Holocaust Africans. Slavery. Wow. How media portrays me. In the safety of my own home, the TV is racist. How media portrays me. Flies on our faces, we starving, showing our rib cages. Media ain't changing. They depict if you black, you aggressive. Media basics. Not subtle, media blatant. You dirty and black till whitewash. See the image they painting? True lies, media faking. One man's terrorist, another man's freedom fighter. May win on revolution, media mayhem. Pray then. They need more than an amen, cause their aim is to shoot after they amen. Say when you gon' pay for African enslavement, cavemen, huh?
Jeez, Big Frizzle, boy.
Yeah, man.
That was some educated shit right there. Jeez, this is the open mic right here. Carnage, what you say, man?
Hey, yo, I'm cool. I'm just being patient.
Yeah. Open, man. Food Bar Radio, the open mic. What you got for us, bro?
All right, yo. Yo.
Hey.
Yo. Check it out. Carnage MC Restoration. Furious 5, need to rediscover the message. Reloaded Smith & Wesson, still shining, providing the essence. Re-prescribing the lessons of this history you neglected. Never listening in the past, but always revisit the message. Up-to-date currency, so my head's nodding in time. Present is what's relevant, don't go missing in time. Rhymes, Optimus Prime, undivine design. Analytical atheist, aggravating, dormant, benign. Touching your nerve, 33rd and a Larry. NBA salary, natural born killer, Mickey and Mallory. Allergic allergy to your money back strategy. Precise profanity to disturb your active insanity. Sanity. Mind in the gap while still avoiding the rap. So many actions and opinions, avoiding the slap. Still ticking for tack. Deliberate only theory and fact. No foresight for knowledge. Shut up and listen, maybe react. Yo. Ooh. One more?
Yeah.
Right, calm it down. Calm it down. Yo. Hey, yo.
Carnage.
Yo. Unwillingly awake to another legal hustle. Limited feeling, the machine operates with a rumble. Decade old attire, still being exploited. Long term mentality, severely disjointed. Scraping pots of copper for the nicotine escape. Cancerous tumors dormant, sit patiently and wait. Exit self confinement, inhale existence. Zombies looks to kill, biding time on the system. Mindless operations, long hours deflating the real. Earnings meant before arrival, routine cycle of steel. Food so cheap, it's almost certain to kill. Scraping bottomless barrels, teams mentally ill.
Jeez, Carnage up in there, boy. What you saying, man? Yo, Big Frizzle.
Yeah.
Over mic.
Arabic writing on my snapback. No, I ain't a Muslim. If it was English writing, would you assume I was Christian? Man, a real African, I'm out here. Listen, made in the image of the maker. That's progression. Born with jewels, color of onyx, so precious. I came from a black pearl, nothing they can tell us. The sun kissed my skin, the world got jealous. I see the unseen like the dog on a true view. Black like Obia, black like voodoo. Black magic with these bars, witchcraft you use. Minecraft, make a blockhead just move you. Yes, brother, I'm old hat.
act like you're new, but this ain't nothing new. And they ain't seen an African fly like this since Haru. That's a black god, whoa, my black rub flow. Their boss petty, I'm grown. I'm Tar City's own, Tahaka Sudanese Pharaoh. King Kush is in stone, not the wall of the kings. It's mystic, you missed it, cause they hid all of them things. You didn't get that bar, cause European history doesn't go back that far. It's a small little thing, African pride to the night. I thought it'll be morning again, wanna be free like Trilogy. Free the Holy Trinity, free the African killer bee. Swarming again, that sting harder than Jake's when the door's off the frame. Let an African live, how much can Africans give? Tell the children you're the reason we see African ribs on the TV, and you tell them we can fix it with 2 quids. That's a European myth, African lies, that got Africans lynched. Stop messing with our mind, cause we know exactly what your agenda's been like. And TV showed us what black beauty looked like. Just black whores on the field, them owners look white.
Mixtape, Big Frizzle, /bandcamp.com, Africa for Africans edition, Family First. It's a free download, 10 tracks, it's fire.
Free download, get it sounds like you're, you know, you're dropping some knowledge
I'm
right there.
I'm definitely buying that.
Yeah,
that's ill.
Yeah, we say, we got one more for them. We got
more?
Time?
Yeah. One more?
You sure?
Kanye. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Yo, yo, yo. I blow all rappers straight out of the water. Pop chart clappers oblivious to the new world order. Demonstrating skills beyond the Brett Favre fourth quarter. Read the new world author, Magna Enforcer, avoid the mortar. A consuming explosion, confusing imploding. Assume an erosion, eluding in force motion. Reality shows depression in the streets overloading. Weapon X Logan, Hollywood Hogan approaching. Political puppets, serious as Muppets. Speaking to Jim Henson, asking where Jabba the Hutt is. Illegal justice, dusty vinyl, golden nuggets. Much lost luggage, rumbled rubbish, but still flourish. Past, future and present, denomic deterrent, antidepressants for adolescents who can't string to a sentence. Rappers lacking presence while MC spit the message. Old school connections, 12 lessons inflicted by Lennox.
So bars, boy, that's the open mic.
My
right there.
Bar radio, open mic.
Yeah, you're damn right. Time. Shouts to Carnage, Big Frizzle. Thank man. You, mother lovers, for doing
thank
that,
you,
man.
Thank you, Fubar. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us, bro.
How can we get hold of you, lot, man? What's the Twitter handles or the Facebooks or whatever it is these days that these kids want
to... My Twitter's @BurgundyBrick, Instagram @BurgundyBrick. I don't even have Facebook.
Wow, it's like that, yeah?
Yeah, and I'm still building, so check the Bandcamp. Check the blockchain music on SoundCloud for the restoration project.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't worry, we're going to get everyone.
Nice, man. Nice. That's good to hear, man. You know what I mean? This is what we do right here at Fubar Radio. We make mother lovers go in. That's the open mic right there.
God, mom, is just
thank you.
Bitches of the
come on with it. You're damn right. Fubar Radio right here. We got any more jokes? Did anyone... Hey, any of you two got...
You want jokes?
No, I'm not a funny man.
No one's funny these days. Wow.
Yeah, I know, it's terrible.
Yeah, when you want to be though, innit? When you want to be funny, innit, Revs? Look at him.
Yeah.
But you can't, it's just something that comes out, it's a natural, organic
exactly.
vibes thing, innit? It's
yeah,
not like
fucking hippie.
Planning it from before and
fuck
that.
Fuck that shit.
That's
man.
More like that Jimmy Carr style of. My comedy's more organic, bro.
Venison
I'm not joking.
Is deer, isn't it? Venison is deer, isn't it? Right, nah, the
I saw him
still
once when I was on Newsnight and I was on Channel 4. I walked past and I saw Jimmy Carr come past, and then I go to him, Jimmy Carr, you're a top man, and then he goes, thank you very much.
Wow. Yeah. You didn't get to shake his hand.
I didn't want to shake his hand.
What was he doing on Newsnight?
It was during the riots. They had
okay. That's the only reason to be on there.
That was funny.
No more questions.
Yeah, that's the only reason you'd be on there.
I was on there with that bread that used to run the Sun newspaper, Kelvin McKenzie. I had to tell him to hold it down still.
Now, Revs, you did well on that. I remember that. I was quite like, right, he got this shit written down somewhere or something.
What are you saying? I can still see it on YouTube?
Yeah, if you put Reveal, Newsnight. But okay. Bare people in my ends, like the local butcher, yeah, I was walking past and they was like, he was on Newsnight, he was on Newsnight, yeah? And another one goes, and then he was like, during the riots. And then so all the halal butchers in my ends, they think that I was rioting on the Newsnight. I weren't. I was there to talk about young people and that. Yeah. And then they all come up to me going, brother, achi, you shouldn't be doing this. And I'm like, I'm not, bro. I was on there telling you to not do it. But on my ends, it's like, the butchers.
Typical, man. Do they know you're good for it now, though? Do you get a discount at all?
No, they invited me to come help them out with their riots. No, I'm joking, okay. I'm joking.
Well, if you get a discount, let us know.
If you get a discount, see, choose what
butcher discount.
Bro, hide that Ribena, man.
I'll take them. You leave it on... And man, for like more than 30 seconds, it's gone.
But for real, man, I've got to big up both of you lot, man. Kicking some ill bars, man. Like, I'm going to go check out both them projects still, man. Like,
yeah, man. That's how we love to do it right here at FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, check it out live as well, March 25th.
Yeah, so March 25th, don't forget the Ill Breed show put on by Hoochie Noo. Boy, the lineup is crazy, man. The Campaign Against Living Miserably, which is Calm. That's who they're doing it for. Hosted by Mass Law. Shout out to Mass Law. You're going to have live and direct Cashmere, Verb T, Flip Tricks, Shady, Combined Mentals, Dr. Voodoo, Defected Section, Carnage, and Live. Live is going to be there. Yeah?
And check out Dr. Voodoo's Cosmic Lamp.
Damn.
That's just.
Is that another euphemism?
Yeah. No, I'm joking. I was like, what does the Cosmic Lamp
earlier,
do?
Man was like, split
what
the
happens
record.
When I touch
man
this? Like,
check out the Cosmic Lamp.
Don't rub it too hard.
Allow it.
Don't rub the lamp too hard.
The genie came out.
Whoa, easy. Whoa. Trust you to talk about genies and flying rugs and shit, man.
No, I'm safe, bro. They got this app you can order food from called Jinn. Because the linguistic root of genie comes from jinn in Islam, like to be the genie. Mm. But in this app, it's all stylized to look like you rub a magic lamp and people come. What they haven't taken into consideration is that a lot of the delivery drivers in London are Middle Eastern and Arabic. So you get your genie and his name's like Abdul something. Like, I always pick them up when I see them. It's good to see still.
Yeah, they should.
But I think that was like an unintentional side thing of...
That's some Disney June. Shit going on there. The hidden jokes, man.
It is. It's the same thing my man was rapping about. You get me, bro? It's that same thing, like that. Yeah. It's all around us.
Yeah, so you can appreciate that. I like that. So don't forget, man, that's the Ill Breed Show, 25th of March, 8 p.m. at Nambuka, 596 Holloway Road. Yeah, that's right. It's in London. So get your ass all the way down from Scotland or all the way up from, what's down there?
Cornwall.
Brighton. You lot don't get about, man. Yeah. You're thinking about Brighton and shit.
Still pretty far.
It's like just down there, though. Do you know what I mean? It ain't all the way down there. That's what I'm saying.
South Coast. Yeah.
What you got going on? What's going on
while
you?
We're here, I might as well mention this little thing. On Thursday night at the Silver Bullet in Finsbury Park, DJ Nasser from Mud Fam's putting on a night. I'm going to be performing there. Genesis, Elijah, Inja, Michael Parkinson, whole bunch of people, man. Yeah, man, try and make it down.
That sounds good, man. But
yeah, Finsbury Park.
Who's performing? Genesis and Parky.
Genesis, Elijah, myself, Inja, Michael Parkinson, T-Unit, Trademark Blood, Great Crashers, Mab Obnoxious, Rich Quick, Propane, All-Star Stacks, NASA, Muscat Beats. It's one of those sick nights they have at Silver Bullet, man. It's a big one, if you ain't been down to it.
Yo, I hit Mud Fam. I think Skinny Man. Anyone heard? What's up with Skinny Man these days?
No idea.
I'm sure he's still, you know, it's hard to say, man, really.
Yeah.
He's riding a bike somewhere. Let's just say that. I'm sure he's on his bike somewhere. Still.
Look out for yourself, Skinny North Man. London. Look out for yourself. We love you.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Are you taking a piss, Skinny Man? Let's get into that. Let's get into our...
Are you taking a piss?
Moment. Where the fuck is Skinny Man? Where is he, man?
He had a fake Twitter for a while. He was off-road for a bit, and then he was on-road, and then someone made a fake Twitter for him. And I see him, and I was like, bro, you know someone's got a fake Twitter? And he was like, I don't care, man. Like, let them have the fake Twitter. Like, Skinny, innit? Like, Skinny haunts. Skinny haunts the UK hip-hop scene.
Yeah, he's always like, about lurking. You'll see him somewhere,
but he'll be... this thing, but...
You'll see him somewhere, but he'll be mad late.
Yeah. You know, I don't know why. He gives me a Sean Price vibe for this country.
Yeah.
Nah, Skinny's lyrical,
say that, man.
Man.
He's still alive.
Skinny's like...
Nah, not like that. Man. Yeah. It's that street, proper street vibe. I like that.
Yeah. For real, man.
Oh, Skinny, do you know what? Man. I thought you said Sean John.
Nah.
Reveal.
My man.
Are you taking the piss?
Yeah.
No, sorry.
Exactly. For real.
What Sean I meant Poo. To say was, you said Sean Price. I thought you said Sean Paul.
Wow.
Level. Really,
are you taking the piss?
I think it's good that it's coming to a close.
What's been taking the piss for you? Frizz, well, obviously we kind of heard it in the bars, but
life. No, I'm cool with everything.
At the moment, I'm cool with everything.
You're a happy man.
I'm happy. Yeah, family thing. That's what I'm on, man. My
sad
children,
and happy.
Just watching my children grow.
So none of them have you saying, "Are you taking a piss?" Like, bruv, what's wrong with you, man?
With my children?
Yeah.
Every day I'll be saying to them, are you taking a piss?
I'll fail, definitely, but still.
Do you drive?
Huh?
Do you drive your kids?
No.
If you did have a car, would you put baby on board sticker on?
The kids drive,
no.
Man.
Good.
No, no. Kids drive you crazy.
I wouldn't put baby on board. But I do understand why people have it on there. Do you understand?
I don't.
Why don't you understand?
I don't get it.
Because basically, some people, not me and you maybe, but some people do actually consider when they see baby on board, they take more effort after seeing that, there's a baby on board. Obviously, people like me and you don't care. We've got things to do. We need to get to where we get to.
But damn right, I'm telling
you. Others, literally, when they see that sign, it means, you know what, maybe I won't.
It's the ones that I won't rush her, or I won't, you know. The ones that drive like they haven't got a baby on board, though. That's where it starts messing with your equilibrium.
But what is if they're driving like complete tits themselves?
And just happens, man.
Some
it
sort
happens.
Of like they're probably just diplomatic
half unity. Of the drivers out there don't drive properly.
You got to sort out the feng shui in your car, mate.
Hey, my feng shui is fine, right? I'm a master of my own feng shui.
You gotta play fucking classical music.
You should give me some sort of voodoo chant or something, man.
Yeah, have a masseuse in the back just sorting out your shoulders and relax your arms.
Okay, well, if you insist. So yeah, if anyone's out there wants to give me a massage 24 hours when I'm driving,
anyone,
that'd be great.
Literally anybody.
Yeah, probably will be by the end of it.
Got an email in from Dave who says he's willing to do that. No, Jacob.
Thank you very much, Dave. I'll be finishing in about 6 minutes.
Hit you on the DMs in 6 minutes. Yeah. Is that how you're going on, yeah? Jesus, man. Ladies and gentlemen, it's come to that point in the show where we have to say goodbye. We have to love you and leave all of you mother lovers out there. We want to thank everybody for listening in.
Big up Lawrence, big up Chris Cheese.
Chris Cheese. Who else? Who
big, big up everybody that knows me, and if you don't,
get to know.
No, you don't even need to get to know me. Just leave me in calm.
Just ignore him.
Ain't it?
Just lean back, bruh. Do you know what I mean? Hey, Frizz, you got any shout outs?
Just the family. I doubt they're listening. I didn't even tell anyone. I'm terrible with the whole promoting thing. Yeah, I'm dead. Everything is me.
Good to have
no
you on.
No promotion team. No. So I forgot to tell everyone I was on, but I retweeted.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you did something.
Your Twitter handles. Say your Twitter handles again, just in case people want to follow you. You ain't got one, and your one was
at
Burgundy Brick.
But yeah, I don't ever don't say really anything. All you're gonna get from me is a retweet of my music. If I happen to see some of my friends say something, I might retweet that, but I'm never look.
That's
look
all good,
it.
Man. I think people, they're trying to live their lives on Twitter and not do music, so that's refreshing to hear. Like, you know what I mean? In a way.
That's true. That's very true, man.
Big up Theo and Defacer, Hoochinoo.
Yeah, big up the Hoochinoo crew, UKHH. Shout out to Boom Bap. Mm-hmm. One love to my brother Reveal, my man Chu. Thanks
what?
For standing.
Enough, I do believe to Mice Diggy.
We're going to try and get hold of Sarah and reel her back in for next week. I go by the name of Mice Diggy. You've been tuned into Fubar Radio, the hip hop show. If you want to hear more, go to FUBARradio.com and look for the Hip Hop Podcast. Up next on FUBAR is A Badge of Friendship with Claire Lim, Paul McCullum, and Ed Williams, mother lovers.
FUBAR.
You fass.
Yeah, my 2 feet trudging along, cause the path that we travel troublesome and it's long. Stay cooking in the lab, some mad love to the dawn. As I pick up my pen and write another song about my trials and tribulations, the miles that it's taking to reach the peak of my final destination. As the final is playing, my mind is decaying from the drugs and the booze I consume on occasion. Reality hits harder than the snare drum. I had it all and I was stuck back at square one. Nothing to lose, I got something to prove. Only really feel myself when I'm up in the booth, when I'm not getting drunk and acting a nuisance. Sharpening my skills, yeah, you know we plan to use them. Some people never understand the music, but I stay writing classical scripts like Stanley Kubrick.
We create deep tracks that's beyond complex. Looking at the world like on the line. Happens next, to create deep tracks that's beyond complex. Looking at the world like on the line. Happens next, to create deep tracks that's beyond complex. Looking at the world like on the line. Happens next, to create deep tracks that's beyond complex. Looking at the world like on the line. Happens next.
And as I wonder, my mind starts to ponder the road that we're traveling and getting any longer. Pockets stay empty, but somehow I prosper. Trying to act smart, but my heart moves stronger. Cause I'm struggling to see what's ahead of me. Fighting with these demons on my back, they won't let me be. Maybe my failures are just hereditary. It's like destiny, it's just the way it's meant to be. See me? I just call it bad luck. Think about the times in school when I would act up. In the park after dark, we were getting mad drunk. Yeah, I made mistakes along the way, I put my hands up. But as the sky turns grey, I can see the clouds slowly parting as the sun starts beating down. But you won't ever see me reaching out. For that fool's gold, they'll dream about.
Create deep tracks that's beyond complex. Looking at the world like on the
walking on a razor's edge. I knew it's Parker. Trying to gain knowledge like a true Jedi master. Time moves so quick, don't let it fly past ya. Won't waste my life just trying to find an answer. Trek through terrain under sun or the rain. As the seasons start to change, becoming one and the same. Trying to find some substance as I'm numbing the pain. Seeing flying colours like runners on trains. But I gotta stay true to this art. Cause everything that I'm spitting is the truth from my heart. See the light in the tunnel as you move through the dark. Doggy dog world, don't let it chew you apart. Keep on walking like a nomad. Bag full of beers with a pen and a notepad. Trying to work out the stress in my mind. Trying to take my life one step at a time.
Recreate deep tracks that's beyond complex. Looking at the world like what the line happens next. Recreate deep tracks that's beyond complex. Looking at the world like what the line happens next. Recreate deep tracks that's beyond complex. Looking at the world like what the line happens next. Recreate deep tracks that's beyond complex. Looking at the world like what the line happens next.